Welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started. You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So
Well, look at you. How you doing? I'm driving home from Santa Barbara as we speak. By the way, tonight I'm at the Bloodbath Show, Eddie Pepitone, 10 o'clock at the Melrose Improv. Friday night. It's going to be great. And then Saturday I'm at Ventura at the Comedy Hideaway. Two shows. All right, enough of that. Hey, Aristotle, before we go any further, I know Eric and Ethan had something they wanted to promote, and they do such... Eric plays the guitar, and they did the last 2 weeks on the show, and... No, Eric plays the drums, I'm sorry. Ethan plays the guitar. And they had this two things, a date they wanted to promote, and their podcast. So, Aristotle, take it away, and then throw it back to me. You say, back to you, Todd.
Ethan. A.K.A. Laid. Is playing... with his band, at El Cid, on July 10th at 9 p.m. He also has a podcast with Eric. It's called Species Elite. He told us about it after the show, and it sounds fantastic. You should absolutely check it out. Back to you, Todd.
Oh, thank you, Aristotle. I appreciate you remembering. So, why do I like doing that so much? Today is Henry Phillips. Wow. It was a lot of fun. I say that every week. You know why? Because it's true. I don't think there's really a lot to say on this opening. This show is, it's just... we're all over the place. It's some frenetic energy, but it is enjoyed and is fun. And like I said, we loved having Ethan and Eric there. They're just a great bonus when they're there. Talked to JJ on the phone today. We miss him. Gabe will be back next week. Alrighty, everybody. Look at you. Alright, good. Take it away. I'm not done yet. Yes, I'm done. Enjoy the show. It's a lot of fun, and you're great. And you're special. Oh, I knew there was one more thing. Don't be mad, Lyricist Joe, because I think we stopped some of your songs before they were finished. It was too much chaos. But without you, this show would be shit. And I'd stop doing it. I just wanted you to know that. All right, bye.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
All right, well, hello. Just, you know, don't be nervous. Just, you know, I know you've, it's not like.
Well, Henry, I'm not nervous.
Hot,
why would
I
you?
I got a hot headphone.
It's just like morning radio.
You got a hot radio. Headphone? That's yeah. What your mom says. No, you know, hello. That's not check the type of comedy I want to do out. Here. You're damn right it is. It's the Todd Glass Show.
Solid.
We'll be back.
It's pretty solid.
All right. Oh, that's right. This is the pre-show.
That's right.
Other shows are nervous, I heard. I feel bad. I don't want to yell anymore. I want to comfort them. I'm thinking of having a seminar where I tell the other podcasts, well, they're nervous because I do serious journalism. I don't know. You know what? Everybody does what they do. You can't compare yourself to my show. You'll go nuts. Hey, did you hear that I'm getting Vladimir Putin on my show?
For real?
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Vladimir?
Whatever his name is. Erase that. What's his name?
I think it's Vladimir.
Vladimir. His brother.
But it could be somebody
his
else.
His brother, idiot.
Happier brother.
His happier brother.
Vladimir.
His happier brother.
Vladimir Putin.
Well, I'm glad.
Listen,
I'm
I don't know if I want to leave that. I don't like showing my that I'm not worldly.
Oh, it led to Vladimir Putin, though.
You're right.
Which everybody wants.
All right, listen.
Glad I'm here pooping. Right? That's now we've got a bathroom wall joke.
Havana Gila, Havana Gila, Havana Gila. Yeah, that's what we do when a guest comes out swinging. Havana Gila, Havana Gila.
Jake does the what is that called? The Jew Rush.
Dance. The Jew.
The Jew dance. Sure. That's what our... All right, listen.
Shh. Quiet.
We're having too much fun. Andy Kindler's not here this week. I'm in control. And by the way, I love Andy Kindler. Somebody tweeted, Andy took control over the show. Oh, wait. My headphones are very high right now. When you do what Andy does, you can do whatever you fucking want. Because, yes, he derails the show, but then you're fucking loving what he does so much, you don't care. So if you're going to derail my show and get in the way of my jingles, you better be goddamn delivering like Andy goddamn Kindler. That's my opening of my fucking show. All right, listen.
Dramatic reverb.
Thank you. First of all, I never know how to start the show. I'm already hot. I'm already hot. Henry Phillips, give an old Henry Phillips intro, an old one. What do we have for Henry, since he's our guest? Henry Phillips, everybody.
Hey, thanks, everybody. It's good to be here.
And sometimes Todd Book's the perfect guest. He wrote the song with jingles based upon Henry Phillips' song.
That's right. I like it.
He gets a little bossy. How he's always seeking coffee.
Oh, this is the new one.
Or when he's cooking stuff in Henry's kitchen.
I've never heard this.
Henry Phillips is on.
I think it's the new one.
I think there's two new ones then.
Oh, pause wow. It. I will play it later.
That's
all right,
nice.
Let me take control.
Okay.
First of
I
all, I think that might be the new one, but shh, may pretend you didn't hear it. It's okay. So
amazing.
Let's play this. Look, we have so much to do to get out of the way. How do you like this? Ethan and Eric did this.
The Todd Glass Show. It's a real show.
Oh, that's right.
Number one. So welcome to the fun.
It's the Todd Glass Show with Henry Phillips.
Hello.
Hello. Just through the headsets. Can you hear it?
Instead of saying, I swear to God, Todd says to George Carlin, and when he says, edit it out, it's just a joke, so don't freak out.
Wow, Jingle Joe is so mad. Oh, he's so mad.
They did kind of take what he did.
He's on the phone. He's on the phone. Joe?
You guys think you're so great because you can make one song. See what happened?
Joe, you've been drinking.
No, I haven't. I had one, two martinis and I got all day sober to Monday up.
Well, it sounds like you've been drinking, and when you don't drink, you can call back into the show. But that is, they made it. You don't have to make it a negative thing.
Wait till Todd calls you at 4 in the morning.
Can you make me a morning sting for Eliza Skinner?
Yeah, Joe, what do you want me to do? All right, hang up on him. No, he's sick. He's burping into the mic. I'm going to fucking vomit on the opening of my show. Okay, listen. So, Henry, it's good to have you here.
Yeah, can you turn me down in the cans?
Why don't you watch your fucking mouth?
All right.
tired of people.
Really
disrespectful. Well, once you're nice to people, they come
good.
In here, they think they can boss you around.
No, this is good.
Remember when you first did the show, when I first had you on?
Oh, I remember.
Like, oh, Mr. Glass, would you like me to do one of my songs I'm tired of doing? Because then you would do anything I wanted.
Yeah. Now he comes in, leaves his guitar in the car. He goes, ah, who needs that old rusty old thing? I go, get it up here. First of all, it's always good to see you.
Yeah.
Are you in a good mood?
I'm in a great mood.
You seem like in good spirits.
No, I am. I don't know why that is, but I'm feeling good.
Well, you should be in a good mood.
Yeah.
You're funny. You're charismatic.
Thanks. I'm feeling good.
I wish I did that on purpose. What, I can't talk? I can't say Vladimir, whatever his name is, Vladimir.
Glad you I'm said, pooping. Was that on tape?
Oh, I erased it. We don't tape our stuff. It all goes digital now. Well, we're a real show. We're not taping shit.
It was a good one. Glad I'm here pooping.
Well, now what do you think? How do you grade a joke like that? Like when you do your jokes, do you grade every joke? Like that's
well,
an A,
just,
B, C, or a D?
I think
what was it again? Glad I'm here pooping?
Well, yeah.
Now, would you close or open with that joke? Seriously, I'm just trying.
Probably one third of the way through.
You'd throw it in there.
I just throw it into the middle.
Now, what do you do? Like before a song, you're strumming your guitar a little bit. You did like three strums.
I would do it in the middle of something really serious about religion or something.
Can
and if
I
it gets
show
too
you?
Heavy, I'll be like, glad I'm here pooping. Yeah, you know, it lightens.
Here's
the mood.
How I think you would do it. Can I show you?
Yeah.
Like I'll be you. I got my guitar. I'm strumming it a little.
Hey, let me ask you people a question. Do you guys, I know most of you know this, but do you guys know Glad I'm Here Pooping?
Maybe I didn't even.
No, it's good. It's like when you were a kid.
Do your voice. Let me imitate you.
It's like when you were a kid. Did you ever have those people that were like.
When you were a kid, did you ever have those people?
Like those kids.
Those kids.
Like the one that I always
it's
liked
like
a lot.
Henry
was,
Carlin.
Instead of Olivia. I'm mean, no
Olivia Newton John.
Instead of
sorry.
Olivia Newton John, it was Olivia Noton the John. It's clever. I don't know what unsung genius came up with that. They're probably dead. They probably killed themselves because they heard it all over the place, and they were and like, "It's my fucking bit."
You mean somebody thought of "I see a bathroom on the right,"
and
that became a stock joke in the 80s.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, listen, stop. Having fun. I'm about to do my pre-record, my shit I do every week. Okay, so listen. So right. Thank you very much for that song, guys. Eric and Ethan, that was very nice. I'm very excited when I got that. But it's going to take a minute for me to get over
sure
this.
Thing.
I'm going to be very quick. Megan, who listens to the show that was going to come to the pilot, gave me this pipe. I just want you to know that I am getting nonstop joy out of doing bits with the pipe. It's the pipe. It's literally a foot and a half long, like the part you put in, you know, like, and you hold the end, you're, you know, like it's a pipe, but it's like, it's really cool. So I've been really liking that. Kyle, I think your last name is S-W-E-Z.
Sweezy.
Sweezy. Hey, I'm Kyle Sweezy. He'd be like a jazz guitar player in New York City down in the basement. A lot of reverb in his voice.
Hey, everybody, this is Kyle Sweezy. I like to do an old song.
All right, enough.
Can I come up with his catchphrase?
What, Kyle Sweezy's catchphrase? Yes.
Where the music is hard and the living is easy? I don't know.
I like it.
It's got to be something easy.
Hey, I'm Kyle Sweezy with the music soft, but my cock is hard.
Keeping it
Sweezy. No, it's got to rhyme with easy. That's
well, the that's the problem.
All right.
That's why I don't like this. That's why I don't want to do it. Who wants to fucking rhyme? I'm busy
writing
Joe. Well, rappers, they want, because they're not doing stand-up comedy. If I wasn't doing stand-up comedy, I could rhyme.
Poets.
Poets rhyme. Well, if I wasn't, well, that too. I've got Andy Kindler in me still. And a third thing. All right, listen. Kyle, thank you very much for your card. Me and Jake read it yesterday. It was very sweet, very appreciated. He sent a good old-fashioned card. Remember sometimes I said I don't read the positive stuff because it just makes you feel good and then you don't. But the stuff, if it's negative, you concentrate on, which is not true anymore. That's the old Todd Glass. So, Kyle, thank you very much. Ring my bell. We're going to play it next week. So we did get it. I love it, but I'll tell you why we're playing it next week. Robbie Kirkoff is hanging out today, who was on the roast last night and won
Kirkoff.
His battle. Kirkoff, who did you go against?
Ryan Papazio.
He's funny. After you're done with him, he won't be getting paid to do comedy. I like to ad lib. Anyway, what's his name again? Ryan what? I bet when you were done with him, he doesn't get paid to do comedy. That was one of your jokes last night, Jake told me. Okay, so...
picture cell.
Oh, this is a really good idea. Then we're gonna go. I don't like to leave you over there waiting.
Oh, no, I'm fine.
Well, the other shows do it, and I think it's unprofessional. Here's a great idea if you don't like to do a diary. And someone in this room will start doing this idea. I looked through my phone, and it had pictures from the last maybe 3 years that I've never cleared off. So I went through. I wish I did this every year, but I didn't. But now I'm going to try to do it every year. I cleared off all the junk. Henry will do one of his songs that you want him to do, Mr. Trolley. So I cleared off all the doubles or triples, or if there was like if you did something that was fun one weekend and you took 12 pictures, I cleaned up to the three that represented that weekend. Hmm. But then I thought it would be good once a year to do that, because if you're too lazy to do a diary, and I am, it's just not my thing. I'm not going to do a diary.
Yeah.
That is the closest to it. And sometimes I'll even take a screenshot of something someone tweeted to me. It's a poem or it's some just words of wisdom that I like, and I'll take a screenshot of it so they're all on there. And sometimes, like my mom gave me something for Christmas, and I couldn't keep it. I just couldn't, but I didn't want to get rid of it. I gave it to somebody, but I took a picture of it. It was a Christmas decoration. She doesn't listen to the show. I wasn't really crazy about it, but I knew that it represented what she gave me, and I knew what I always remember it, you know? So I took a picture of that. I thought, so besides the pictures you take, you can also start, once you realize what you're doing, you start taking pictures of other stuff, you grab screenshots more, and then every year, go through your phone, clean out what you don't, you know, and then print out a book, you know, like one of the books that you do on,
Amazon.
Amazon. You just make a photo album of the year, and it really does tell an amazing story. So just, and then, like I said, once you know you're doing it, you probably take a few more screenshots. Somebody tweets something at you. You know, somebody says some nice words or something, not even about you, but like a quote from someone. It doesn't have to be a poem, but it'd be a quote, like Mr. Rogers' quote or something, or somebody phrased something nicely. You start taking screenshots of those, plus the pictures, you know, and then you go, you clean it out. Once a year, you print out, you make a photo album, and it's really a great way to have your diary. So anyway, there's that idea. It's something they would do on the Meredith Vieira show. They'd have somebody in there. I think that's a good idea. On that show, they're always they're showing the most boring things, and I can't stop watching it. Oh, here's how to make invitations and save 10%. Good. I'll fucking kill myself before I'm cutting out paper to make my own invitations. And I shouldn't say that, because there's someone out there that's making their own invitations, and there's nothing wrong with that. By the way, to George Carlin, I'm being honest. I don't want to be that person. Maybe someone is making their own invitations, and they're probably beautiful. And they probably like me right now, because I was about ready to shit all over it.
Well, and they're on a budget.
You
know? Poor people. You know, what do you have?
Why do you say poor? People that are not poor on budgets. Gross people. Sure. The guy who doesn't know that that's worse, he just continues with the show. Why do you say they're poor? And then you do it again.
Oh, like shitty people.
Oh, don't say they're poor. That's not right. Oh, shitty. Shitty's nice. Okay, so here's something else I wanted to talk about.
Like less than.
Less than poor. Right, exactly. So anyway, what I wanted to talk about, you just move on. You're not. Who are you looking at? Who's calling you? You have an important show.
I wanted to make sure it wasn't somebody important.
Okay, listen. I think that's all good. Me and Jake, can I have a magic marker? A Sharpie? Edit that out that I said magic marker. I don't want people think I'm older. It's a dated term, magic marker.
Can you sniff
Sharpies? It's right there next to... Thank you very much. Me and Jake had a situation the other day. Jake Pot story. Bum, 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 dramatic reverb. Which we will talk about later in the show, because I think we can all weigh in on it. We did a smidget of a pot cookie, and I didn't read that in my refrigerator. I had some people over. Somebody left them. It said, Todd, these are extremely strong. So he took a little. I took a little.
I'm nervous because my dad listens to this show, but he needs to know.
He needs to know. Yes. But there's someone living in my house?
No,
I know what he needs to know. So we'll talk about it later. It was a crazy experience. And I'm talking about a tease. I'm glad I went through it with Jake, because I didn't want to go through it with myself. It could have been where I had a reaction to it. I took a thimble's worth. No exaggeration. If think of a thimble, that's how much of this cookie I had. Jake had two thimbles worth. We both, you know what? We said, I wish I would have seen that it said extra, extra potent or something. You know what? If I did, I would have taken the same amount. That's how much you take when someone goes, it's fucking six strong. Sometimes you take a half of a cookie. Someone goes, it's strong, take a half of a half. No, this wouldn't even have been that. I would have taken I took a thimble's worth. He had two thimbles. Later in the show, we'll talk about that. So I think we got everything. Somebody, I think we got it all. Yeah, I think we have it. That's the opening, and we're going to come straight to you. So now, this is a new thing. This is the new... Let's start the show. Yeah, let's start the show.
Stand by. Microphones rolling.
What's a real show?
Roll in the opening intro.
Sure, roll in the opening intro. I have a new opening song. The guys in the band made this for me. It's an original. Isn't it good?
I like it.
Doesn't it seem like they'd use it on a late night show?
Yeah.
Thank you, Eric and Ethan. They made this for me. This is, I don't know what, but it has such a fucking, this says like late night. Let's start the show. Here we go.
Hi, Todd. It's Barron. Mark Barron.
That's modulation.
I don't know what I gotta do to get on your fucking show.
Well, stop having the president on your show. So obnoxious.
Hey, it's Zach. Listen, man, I really want to come. I've got stuff to promote.
Veteran comedian and podcast pioneer.
There we go. We keep the opening short. Fade out. Yeah, it's Henry Phillips, everybody. Henry Hello, Henry.
Hey, man, that was awesome.
Well, of course,
David Feldman. I'm Jewish.
Well, that is important.
Who is that?
David Feldman calls on the show to tell me he's Jewish. I don't care. I don't care what people are. Yeah. I told this story once before. I don't judge people. Mm-hmm. Like some people go, I don't see color. I don't see anything. I don't see black, white. I don't see a woman. When I hear someone talk, I don't know. I have to go, are you a woman or are you a man? The other day in my yard. This is a true story. Why would I lie? Swear to
Gary
God.
Gary Goldman's outside. I don't mean to stop the show, but he is. Oh.
Look at that guy. Why is he walking around? Anyway. Look, he doesn't.
He just looked at himself in the
He looked at himself
reflection.
In the mirror and he fixed
like
his...
comedy dad.
He didn't do anything wrong, that
he
guy.
He has no idea he's being made fun of by 8 people right now.
Hey, there's 12.
Oh, sorry.
Minneapolis, we just got what do they call it on those shows? We go. We have a new... In Minneapolis, we have a new affiliate.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we got affiliates, so we got 2 more listeners. Hmm. By the way, just for the record, just so you know how much work to put in today, about 40,000 a week, so don't fucking slack
40,
off.
40,000 people?
No, 40,000 monkeys and a trice and a 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 and a. I hate when I can't think of something. So let's calm down, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And we're glad you're here. And I forget where we were going off on a tangent, but shit, this show is not going.
I'm lost, and I don't know what I was gonna do next. So I made a pre-recorded thing for Jake to play while I remember what I was talking about. Okay, how many weeks can I do this? I mean, it's working now, but it's something I pre-recorded yesterday at the house. Okay, I was talking about that, then I was talking about that, then he talked about that.
Right,
and then what's his name?
By the way, that works so well, it's scary. Because I was thinking that. I was talking about that, I was talking about that. Well, I was saying hello to you, and I want to say that I'm a real interviewer. I do real shows.
Okay.
So a lot of the other podcasts are getting nervous. But I'm happy to have you here.
No, and don't be nervous. You know, I've done morning radio all over the country for years.
Henry
but
texted me
just,
today.
Just look at me like I'm any other Joe Schmo. Look at me as a guy that you know from the improv, from drinking.
You texted me today, don't be... You're like, Todd, don't... hold on, see if I can find you. And I want to say hello to our new listeners. I know sometimes there's new listeners. And I wish I would say this on every show. I might add it to the other thing that you're playing every show that Joe made. That you got to give the show time. Now, some people go, just do what you do. You don't have to coax people. You don't have to massage people. And yes, you do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm even thinking about not yelling anymore. Because I think the people that need to be yelled at don't need to be yelled at. Does that make sense?
No.
People that need to be yelled at because their behavior is making this world a bad place have already probably been yelled at enough. So maybe I shouldn't yell. Maybe I should be more soft when I'm trying to tell people, don't do this, don't do that. Maybe I thought if you were yelling but you're right, it wasn't as bad. Anthony Jeselnik is texting me. Ay, ay, ay.
Wow. Oh.
Boom, shut up.
Anthony Jessel.
Okay, here it is. Guitar Ethan, he wrote, Black Horse is closed. So, oh, no, that's, I put that to him.
You're looking for Henry's, right?
Henry. By the way, this is Henry's. Well, I meant they're closed so they can park outside. Sometimes when the guests get here and they're still open downstairs, but once they're closed, everybody can park in the lot. By the way, I know you've done the show before, so you know the drill, but I'll get there a little early. I just want to go through some guidelines for you. Oh, guidelines. Most importantly, don't be nervous, Todd. Just have fun.
Oh, thank you.
Well, yeah, it's important, you know.
It is important just to have fun, isn't it? It's like when they tell people, don't be nervous. No, be nervous. You know, nothing ever happened when somebody wasn't nervous. Nobody cured any diseases while they were lounging around.
You're right. But you know, I know a lot of...
Everybody, when anything good happens, somebody was sweating and nervous right up to that point. Oh, just lay around all day. What were you going to say, Henry? I'm a real interviewer.
I just know that, let's face it, podcasts for guys in our generation is a, you know, we might as well be looking at an airplane cockpit. We don't know how it works. We don't know anything about it.
No, I do.
We're idiots.
Edit that out. Edit this in. Edit that out, and I want to...
The Todd Glass Show. Voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
Listen, Henry.
No, I'm just kidding. I was doing satire right there.
Henry, you do whatever you want. Stop moving the mic.
Oh, sorry.
That's the only thing. Do you need more liquor? I noticed you polished
no,
that
I,
up.
No, I'm really more of a beer drinker. Do you have any cold beer?
Sure, there's a cold beer. I'll tell you what I'd like to do.
Corona would be great.
Can
we say names of company?
Sure. Corona beer is delicious.
All right.
I freeze it up. I put it in the freezer for about 5 minutes. You can't do that with the other beers. Because they explode and cause prejudiceness.
That's right. Thank you.
Would you like to hear before we really, and then we plow into just me and you.
You just reminded me of a story, though, too, but I'll tell it after.
I'm going to write it down so you don't forget. I have post-its, and don't be jealous. Jesus Christ, you can't do anything anymore. Henry has, this is the new way I run the show. I'm not.
Just put down F word. It'll remind me.
Does it have the word fuck in it?
It actually, I don't, yeah, it does actually, yeah.
Well, my mom likes the show and she loves when I say the word fuck a lot.
That's great.
At least that's what I heard. Here's from the, this is a nice way to start the show. It says, for the listeners that are going through something, this is a good way to start the show. So from the archive vault, mm-hmm. This is going to three.
And now it's time for a trip down memory lane from the Lyricist Joe vault of archived jingles.
When you download the show, put your headphones on.
I'm there for you.
And don't be afraid to slow down.
Slow down.
At the start.
Mm-hmm.
There's a message to you in the sweet silver sound.
You guys know the words. Here we go. You guys, please come in. Here we go.
Good night. We had a great time on the Todd Glass Show.
What's your song with the F word in it? Oh, or your story?
My story. Oh, yeah. No, it's so silly.
Now we're starting the show.
This is kind of what, you know,
for the new listeners. This is the start of the show for the new listeners.
Comics like to sit around and tell these kind of stories. I was in Seattle.
You were? And, I love stories about Seattle. I'm a good interviewer.
And it was one of those first show.
Can't help it. No, I can't help it.
First show Saturday night. I was going through stuff about my act. I was like, am I too dirty? And by dirty, I meant like in a hacky way. Like, am I just going for cheap laughs with whatever? And so I was like, I think I'm going to try to be clean. You know, the first show Saturday night. I mean, relatively clean. Or at least do all stuff that I felt like I was sort
of happy. Can I interject real quick?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's going to be under 20 seconds.
Yeah.
I say sometimes the same thing to myself. And it's like, and I love that you say that because it's not disrespectful to comedians that talk about what we call blue subject matter.
No.
But do it brilliantly.
Yeah. You're not,
because I hate when anybody gives it a bonus. Being brilliant is hard. You, if you're doing it about blue subject matter, or if you're Brian Regan and you're what they call clean. Brian Regan's great because he's brilliant.
Oh yeah,
the fact that he's clean. So, but I do the same thing sometimes. You think I don't want just bullshit dirt.
Yeah, yeah.
So you say that before you go
exactly,
up on stage.
Yeah.
And then
so,
what?
So first show Saturday night, dream crowd. I mean, just the place is totally packed. It's all love, and there's comics in the back, and the show's going great. The comics in the back are laughing, and the people are laughing, and there's dates having a good time. People that I normally don't even make laugh are having a nice time, and I'm like, I'm going like, I could actually really have a career doing this. This is what I really
like. Don't get carried away.
Yeah. So I'm like 45 minutes into the show. It's been going great. I get to the end, and I really think about it, and I'm like, I really don't have a song that I can close with that's sort of like along these same feel-good lines, you know. But I've got this – I have this song that I've been closing with, Starfucker, where I just go through a bunch of famous people's names and, you know, have my ex-girlfriend had sex with, you know – whatever, you know.
And that's the thing you think will be clean?
Yeah. So I go, all right, guys, well, this has been
a
fantastic...
He doesn't hear me saying this now.
I go, this has been a fantastic night. I want to thank everybody for coming out. You guys have been terrific, and I hope you enjoyed the show. And everybody claps, and I'm like, I'm gonna leave you with a song. It's kind of a silly song, but I've been doing it a while. It's a song that... it uses the F word. I hope we're okay with that, right? And I look around, and everybody's really quiet. And I'm like, and there's a couple of comics in the back who had been at almost every show, and they kind of had seen me do this before. But wait, so
I think
so.
I just write down what I think you did.
So I go, you know, we're okay with that, and everybody's just like, kind of looking at each other and just sort of like, I don't know. And I'm like, okay, well, all right, well. And I'm feeling so confident at this point. I go, well, fuck you guys, I'm doing it anyway. And nobody laughs at all.
Did you say
and
that?
Then I
instead.
Do, no.
Oh, okay.
And so I
thought you said the C word by accident.
So I do the entire song, you know, I'm trying to even remember some of the lyrics, you know, Charlie Sheen, you know.
Put some reverb in his mic.
Yeah, I just, but anyway, I can't even remember. But
Aristotle's
I do this
here,
song,
by the way.
Yeah, I do the song, and it normally kills anyway, and it's just like, it gets nothing. And I'm like, is it because I was so kind of clean the whole time, and then they were worried about it? So I finish, and everybody's kind of like, gives me a tepid applause, and then I was just like, all right, and then I was done, and everybody filed out, and I went back to the comics, and my friend Jesse Case, I don't know if you know Jesse Case.
Sure I know Jesse
great
Case.
Comic.
Shut the fuck up.
And,
Jesse Case.
Jesse Case.
Case by case.
Open
your case. What's
Jesse.
Inside? It's a Jesse.
Yeah.
Jesse's inside the case.
Jesse Case. Case. Follow Jesse Case on Twitter. Boom, bang. Bum, 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 boom, boom. Sorry, don't interrupt. It's a real show. Don't interrupt.
No, that's all right. So,
disrespectful.
So I went up to him after everybody had filed out. I was like, what was going on there? And he was laughing his ass off. And he's like,
I can't imagine. Can I stop you?
Yeah.
Can anybody in here want to guess? Because I guessed wrong. I thought you said.
You were close.
It's a song that involves the C word, but you meant F word. So it's not that.
You were close.
Okay, go ahead. Let me hear.
He goes, why did you say N-word?
Worse.
And now I got to say, this is right after the whole Michael Richards thing happened. In fact, the club even had a picture of Michael Richards with a caption that says, think before you talk. Like, it was really weird. And it was a mixed audience, you know. Black couples, everything, and so
you never get to you probably laid in bed going, I wish I could get in touch with everybody.
What Jesse Case told me is that every time I thought I was saying the F word, I was saying the N word. I was like, now this one uses the N word, right? So we're fine with that, right? And everybody's like,
what?
I don't know, I don't think so. And I'm like, are you sure? All right, well, fuck you, I'm doing it anyway. And everybody's like,
Oh my God, we just had this really nice time, and now the guy's gonna go all Michael Richards at the end. Like, they must have been like, what the fuck is happening? Like, why would he ruin it?
Or they think, could it be, is there ever a time? Like, could you make that word?
And you know, I realized later why that is because comics might say the N-word. We never say the F-word. Why would we ever say the term F-word? Like, we would just say fuck, you know? It's like, it. So in my brain, I just, it had been so long since I had said F-word. It's kind of, I'm even a little embarrassed that I was saying F-word.
What club were you at? Not that it matters.
I don't want to say. But, so I just, yeah, I kept, the word that kept coming out of my mouth was I kept saying N-word over and over again, and people were just getting so uncomfortable. So I theorized that the whole time people were like listening, like they were walking on eggshells, like, oh God, he's going to say it at any point.
You never
said
it.
Which is really ridiculous because that song is just totally not even racial at all, and they're probably like, oh God, why does he have to put us in this weird situation? But anyway, so I think it's, looking back, I think it's damn funny. And
give Henry a sting right now. I think he needs a sting. Hold on. Act like you get to the end of that joke here. I think we'll edit that out, but we'll make it look good.
Yeah.
Go right.
Can you edit out the awkward silence at the end of that story?
No. There wasn't, because here's the way it's going to go. All right. Just go, like, finish your last 5 seconds.
Okay. So, you know, looking back, I think the reason that I said F-word was that I said N-word, apparently, is that that's what comics had been saying, and F-word wasn't really.
Right.
Oh, Henry Phillips, what a funny fuck.
Now, we were supposed to say N-word there, but Joe messed up the jingle.
But, like, it occurred to me, like, how weird would that be to just say that in the middle of any regular transaction with anybody? Just to be like, hey, by the way, like, when everything's going great in a conversation, to just jump in there when everything's going perfect.
And just such a weird thing for even, like, and then you never do it. So I wonder if there's
any... they're all like, why did he buried himself in a hole and then dug himself out, kind of.
Is there any audience member...
And he didn't even have a payoff.
You like think any audience member figured it out? Like, oh, I... No.
No, I don't...
They went home.
I think they were like, honey, why did the guy, you know, while they were like reaching into the refrigerator for some food or something, just like, well, now why did the guy say he was going to do the N-word and he didn't? Like, I don't... Was he trying to be funny?
I don't know, honey. I don't know. I told you that time after time. That was 7 years ago.
Well, but...
That was 7 years ago.
But he didn't say it in a weird way. If he's not going to say it anyway, why would he bring it up?
I don't know, but you can't keep bringing that up over and over again. It's like Todd Glass and not hitting kids. It's enough.
We were all having a nice time, and he just ruined it. It's like
7 years ago, and you still obsess on it.
It's like he barfed on our birthday cake or something, you know?
Speaking of that, barfing on your birthday cake.
What else would you...
Eric and Ethan have a new song, and it's called Barfing on Your Birthday Cake.
Let's hear it.
No, I don't put that much pressure on them. Listen, let's take a deep breath. Here's what I want to do. I want you to know that we're happy you're here,
mm-hmm.
and we also have a surprise for you. Okay. Do you remember your fifth grade elementary school teacher, Mrs. Merriweather?
Oh, my God. No.
You don't remember her?
I mean, I do,
I feel like this isn't going to be a surprise.
I do remember her.
I feel like it's not going to be a surprise.
No, I do remember
her. You totally do?
Yeah, yeah.
Honestly?
Merriweather, yeah. She was my English and history teacher.
She died.
She did.
Well, anyway, we'll be back. That's the surprise. Don't be rude.
Aww.
That's all I could afford. I like this new one. Boom, boom, boom. How do you think the show's going? I'm nervous.
I think it's great. You know what? What you just did reminded me of something. I was on a cruise ship a couple of weeks ago. It's a long story.
Ooh, yeah. I was on a cruise ship. They probably had a pool on the water.
I'm Henry Phillips. I was on a cruise ship.
Ooh, you want food at midnight? Because you can have it.
Like a buffet at midnight with over 100 types of food.
He's working right now.
Oh, I'm on a big cruise ship with a big horn, and we dock and we pull our air horn because we're doing so well. Henry Phillips is pulling in the dock, everybody, please. How did he know I meant that? He got it. All I did was look at Jake and make the truck pull your air horn down, you know, when you see a truck driver?
Yeah.
Okay, so what happened on the cruise ship?
Well,
I'm a good interviewer. Okay, this is the part that fucking gets people so pissed off. They're like, how can he get so silly and then come right back and put his guests in the right direction? Because that's what I do. Go.
That's great.
Go. Yeah. Go. So, right where you left off. Go.
Who's the one who's...
Right into it. No. Right there. Don't leave any gap. I have a tight show I run. Get right into the juicy part. Now.
The guy who's the control... The cruise director. Who's the guy, like...
Captain
Steubing. No, the entertainment. It's like the Julie on the Love Boat.
Oh, he's called the... Oh, shit.
Activities director or something like that. But anyway, he's not a comic. He's like the guy who's sort of in charge of, like, you know, we've got bingo at 3 p.m. and then we're going to have, you know, Marco Polo at the pool. It was a low-budget cruise. Marco Polo was the biggest attraction that they had. But anyway, so...
Oh, wait. This is totally going to be worth it, trust me.
We got a whole new character for you. The low-budget cruise.
Hello. Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget today we'll be playing Marco Polo by the pool and then Henry Phillips at midnight.
Yeah. And yeah, we've got Duck Duck Goose going on in the main cabin. And so, you know, it was really great. But anyway, so
comedian.
We're all up by the pool area, and mm-hmm. and everybody's gathered there to hear all kinds of new prizes that they were giving away. And where's the Phillips family or whatever, you know, and then they would announce a prize. Well, there was one of them. He had just been given some piece of paper by somebody who worked there on the cruise ship, and he goes, he looks at it and he goes, the Robertsons, Robertson family, and then there's a family out there, and they were just like, woo, woo, it was a mother and father, that's all it was. Okay, well, your kids are in the daycare, right? And they were like, yeah. All right, well, apparently there's an issue with one of the, you need to go report to them because apparently he fell. He's got stitches or something like that. So you need to report. And they were like, what?
Oh, that's the... Yeah.
Like, he had to give that announcement. But that's where I was like, well, a comedian could have figured out some way to do that gracefully. What would you have done if that was your job? Wouldn't you have figured out a way to do that?
Act excited like you're the remnant of the family. Two.
Ladies and gentlemen, our DJ will be out here in a little bit playing some song. Is there the Rimmerman family here?
Yeah.
Oh. Rimmerman. You're the Rimmermans?
We're 12 people.
Rimmerman. Call from a landline. Your grandmother passed away. So, all right, remember, Henry Phillips at midnight. And we're going to be playing
Duck Duck Goose.
Goose.
Yeah.
Duck,
Goose.
I know that wasn't worth me grabbing the...
No, it was great.
Aristotle loves when I do these bits.
But, yeah, that's all true stuff. And it's coming out in my book, which is called True Stuff from the Cruise Ship.
Is that... Oh, you have a whole book on it?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a 9-day cruise, and every day I get 200 pages out of that. Yeah, it's amazing.
How long were you really on the cruise? Hey, by the way, did you have to edit yourself? Like, seriously, speaking of being clean, did you have to be clean on this cruise?
Oh, I wasn't doing comedy. No.
Oh, you were just a vacationing?
Yeah, no, it was...
Honestly?
It's a long story. Yeah, it was...
I don't know which is sadder.
Yeah. I wasn't even making money. I was paying money. No, it was my parents' 50th anniversary.
Oh, that's not sad at all.
And so my brother and I went with them, and it was supposed to be a family bonding thing.
Can I tell you, it's beautiful, if that's what it was.
It's actually the best way to be on a
cruise
ship. And
I just said that the truth of the matter is, and I'm being totally serious to George Carlin, like, I've done comedy on cruises, and I just know all comedians... It's a struggle, and it's scary when you do comedy on cruises because they want you to be clean and they want you to be so. But anyway,
the comic who did it was a friend of mine, and he was very good.
Oh, who? Don't say names.
Oh yeah, you don't want me to say his name.
Well, because
well, he was very good, and I'll tell you off the air, and then you'll say about
Louis C.K.
Yeah.
That's Louis who I thought
killed it. It's weird that he's doing cruise.
Jake Johansson.
Yeah. No.
Freddie Prinze Jr.
Stanhope.
You hear Freddie Prinze Jr. had a kid.
Was it really?
Freddie Prinze Jr. Jr.
Oh,
all right, edit that out.
Okay.
No, that sucked. That really did. I should knife myself in the head till I bleed out.
His name's Prince Freddie Prinze Jr. Jr.
Well, if I didn't know I had the, you know, Ethan on guitar, I wouldn't do a joke like that. But he can sometimes save shit like that.
If he had a sister, she'd be Princess Freddie Princess Junior's Junior.
If she had a, if
she
too
was
exhausting.
A fan of the band Queen.
No time. I listen. Here's what I want to do.
Yeah.
I want to I want to reacclimate. I want to say I never said hi to Aristotle. Are you in a good mood, Aristotle? I really do want you to have this mic. I don't need it anymore. That bit isn't worth it that I was doing with the cruise ship. Although, do you have any more cruise ship stories?
No, but wait, so he's just going to do the cruise guy from now on?
Well, maybe I should keep.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget, we'll be playing Simon Says Friday at 3 o'clock, so set your alarm clocks. Also,
3 o'clock a.m.
Comedian Henry Phillips will not be performing. He's just on here with his family. Sorry for his fans that have been tweeting us.
Listen, take it easy. Here's what
hey,
we're
you
gonna,
take it easy. Hey, a podcast.
I'll take it easy when I want to take it easy, right. Jake.
That's what I'm saying. Take
I'm
it
taking
easy.
It easy.
All right, well, take it easy.
No, well, I am. And ask. And like then you just... don't think you have to agree with me just because you're fucking a friend of mine. Tell him I'm taking it easy, Henry. Don't,
he is take, he's taking it pretty easy.
This is okay. Me taking it easy.
Okay, we were all sitting here taking it easy,
well,
and then you had to be like, oh, take it easy.
I am taking it easy.
All right, it just seems like you're getting less easy as a
no,
reason.
No, it isn't.
All right.
You can fucking ask anybody in this fucking room that I'm taking it easy.
Yeah, well, that's what the thing. We were all taking it easy, and then you're like, take it easy.
All right, fine. Shut the music off. I don't even want to get into this. I'm taking it easy. Let me have the last word.
Just take it easy.
All right. I am. End of it. End.
Take it easy.
All right. Well, I am taking it easy. But anyway, here's what I want to do. I want to take a break.
Okay.
Because take it easy, I want to be easy. Honest with you. Jake, you're going to get me not with a guest here. I am fucking taking it easy. This is how I take it. Henry, please tell him this is how I take it easy.
This is pretty much how he takes it easy.
Thank you. And why would he make that up?
It's not the way Glenn Frey takes it easy.
No. Henry, how do you feel about... okay, hold on.
I got a laugh from the musicians on the Glenn Frey reference. I just want that to be known.
Thank you. Henry Phillips. All right, listen, I want to do a good show. I want you to have a great time today.
All right, yeah, man.
And I'm a little paranoid.
I am having a good time. I'm having a good time.
So here's what I want to do. I'm going to take a break. We're gonna play a song that somebody wrote, and then we're going to listen to it. Whenever I have to play songs and make a guest sit over there, but I think we should do it because it's very nice. And it's a song about a person we have on the show a lot. We're going to let it play. Then when the song's over, we'll fade out. We'll take a break. We'll get some fresh air. And then we'll come back. That was the pre-show.
Okay.
That's where I find out a little bit about the guests, what they want to talk about. Then we come back and we fucking launch off like a fucking crazy person.
I love it. Oh, you just reminded me of one really quick story from the cruise.
Go ahead. You're all good.
I hope my mom doesn't hear this, but when you were doing your Taking It Easy character.
Yeah.
It reminded me of my mom a little bit on the cruise ship. She was very stressed out because my dad's very old and he's in a wheelchair. And
how old's your dad? Do you mind if I
86.
Ask? Okay.
And so we would go to the buffet and then she would get food from the buffet and bring it back to him. But, you know, in this world, you're so used to somebody saying you can't do something or whatever. And to their credit, they didn't have a problem with it at all. But I think my mom was so sort of, you know, shell-shocked from the, you know, all of the baggage people and then the customs and everything that... She had gotten a bunch of food and took it to bring from the buffet to my dad. And we were walking through the halls, and then some guy goes, ma'am? And my mom turned around, kind of like your character, and she was like, yes, this is food. I asked them if I could do it. It's food. My husband is an invalid. There's no way he could do it, but he's not eating food, and we're just taking food for him, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And it was like a 15-year-old kid, and he was like, "Oh, I just."
He said, "Did he say I'm fucker in the pussy?"
No,
no. All right, no. I don't know, and I heard that's wrong to
he
do.
He said, "Oh, I was just wondering, do you know when we get to Jamaica?"
Oh,
yeah. He was just a kid who wanted to know, and he thought maybe my mom might know, and my mom just
adult.
Snapped at him.
God, why did your mom think a 15-year-old kid would be in charge of the buffet room?
She didn't sue. She didn't
your mom
see.
Your mom sounds like the invalid.
Yeah.
Not
she,
your
she
dad.
She didn't see who it
I
was.
I hope she doesn't listen to this show.
She just overheard somebody say, ma'am. And, you know, it's like, It's like if I saw you and you were doing something and I said, sir, wouldn't you be expecting somebody and you'd just pick up and just be like, I can sit here, God damn it.
Whatever you're doing. Yeah. Let me tell you. Oh, I feel bad that she...
Like, let's do it right now. Let's say that we're at Rite Aid or something and I'm looking at the books. I'm not even picking up a book.
How about we do it the other way around? You be the store owner. Okay. At the Rite Aid. I want to be the customer. Okay. And I hope I'm doing this right. I think I'm doing a parody of what you want to do, but I still think it counts.
Okay.
I have an idea. Okay, so I'm in the aisle.
Yeah.
And, okay, here we go.
So here we go.
And you say, sir.
Excuse me, sir.
I have shoplifted my whole life. And I certainly don't need you coming in here because I'm going to steal a $1.49 chapstick and telling me what's right and what's wrong and what's yours and what's mine. Okay, all I know is that my husband's an invalid and he needs chapstick and I steal it.
Well, all I wanted to know was when do we get to Jamaica? And then it turns out my guy's completely crazy. Like he thinks he's on a cruise ship, but we're in a Rite Aid. What do we say, Rite Aid?
Can I say something about the cruise ship?
Yeah.
Like, if I went on a cruise ship, even when I did comedy on the cruise ships, like the Improv had a cruise and three comedians went on, I ended up having a really good time. There is something relaxing about never having to drive.
Yeah.
How many days were you on it?
7 days total.
And did you enjoy – you were with your parents. Did you meet anybody
fun?
Yeah,
no, I loved it.
Were you able to meet people?
Oh, yeah. They had an Irish pub on there. I was talking to the guy who sings songs, the troubadour or whatever it
is. Did you – let me ask you a question. Did you find it hard that did anybody know you as a comedian?
Well, the comedian on the ship did.
Right.
And there were a couple of musicians. Yeah, so, you know.
So you get it. Yeah, because sometimes it just – like – to just go somewhere and then, like, even if you had a comedian to hang out with.
Yeah,
Was that useful sometimes?
Oh, yeah. No, it was great. Yeah. I really enjoyed the cruise ship experience. It was great.
Because I there's certain – like, the more money you have, obviously. See, the thing is you don't want to go on – to me, my opinion is maybe the best cruise in the world because those people might be a little snotty. The ones that I know that's a horrible generalization, but you know what I mean? Sometimes if you have the money to – you know, the ones that are, like –
oh yeah,
the Royal Palace. Like, but you don't have to go on the shittiest one either. Probably somewhere in between.
Well, there's old people that live on these things.
Really?
Yeah, and they spend. You know,
they. You mean they live? They on them a lot.
I think that there really was an old lady that they were talking about that lives on the cruise.
That's a shoe, and I think that's a nursery rhyme. But anyway, whatever you talk yourself into.
They said there was an old lady.
Yeah,
who
that's
lives
a,
on
you
the
didn't
cruise.
Listen. No shoe.
Oh,
there was
cruise.
An old lady who lived in her shoe. She had 7 kids.
Shit.
And
that was one of the activities. That was one of the activities. We listened to the guy do nursery rhymes.
Are you serious?
The cruise director.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Nursery rhymes were at 3 p.m.
The Todd Glass Show. The Todd Glass Show. Let's see if he learned it. I just hummed it. Watch this. I hummed it on his phone today. The Todd Glass. Go ahead, play it. Right, the Todd Glass Show, the Todd Glass Show. Everything is better on the Todd Glass Show.
The Todd Glass Show.
Everything is better on the Todd Glass Show. Good job, Ethan. All right, so here's what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a break. I'm going to organize myself.
Ethan on guitar.
Oh, that's easy. Ethan on guitar. One more time for Ethan on guitar.
Ethan on guitar.
We didn't have time to make the drummer one, but next week we will. So anyway, that's all good.
Eric on drums.
Eric on drums. Shut the fuck up.
You guys did that really quick.
Eric on drums.
Just got it in, just in time. You're lucky. Jingle Joe
Amazing.
Slid it under the door. He slides all our music under the door. Is everyone at home all right? Before we take this deep breath, I want to connect with our listeners. Because I hope they're happy with this show. The hardcore listeners are. They're like, Todd's all right, but I want you to know we're with you. Everything's going to be fine. This is going to be a fun journey we're going to go on tonight. Like every other week, it's going to be special, and everything's going to be good. We're not going to go walk through any show. This is going to be as good as every other show. It's going to be special. We're going to be here. We're going to live it. We're going to take a break. We're going to...
Oh,
we're going to
awesome.
Breaks are fun.
You should do a whole show
like
of breaks.
Mostly breaks, huh?
More breaks.
People, break cast? Break me off a piece
the
of that.
The new
podcast.
Todd... Nah, it's not good. The new...
It's a lot of reverb.
Shit. The new Todd Glass Show. 3 times as many breaks. Well, because our breaks are fun. All right, listen. Everything's going to be fine. Everybody listening, Jake, not you, Jake. Aristotle's over there. Aristotle. That Jake, you're doing good on your sobriety, and we are proud of you. Anybody, Jake is the poster child for people going through sobriety. I met him in Bloomington. He came to all three shows. He was very special, and he's going through sobriety. So he's become, when we say Jake, we mean you, whoever you are going through it. We get it. You're going to listen here. Later in the show, we're going to fucking really give it to you. What, Aristotle?
What would you like me to do?
Anything.
What would you?
With his name in it. Play something with Aristotle. I know how to get him back into the show. We have to play. Aristotle.
Co-producer.
Play those drums. Come on. Come on. Andy Kindler said behind my back, the bands go, when the guy who looks like Frankenstein lunges at you, that's when you know to. Oh, the rhythmless guy. The rhythm. All right. It doesn't matter what Andy Kindler did. Who gives a shit? You think he's talking about us? So we're going to take a break. No, he's probably at his house. Bye, bye, bye. His poor wife, Susan, running away from him. So we're going to take a break. So here's what's going on today. So Keith is here always. Keith is just chilling out today. We have Eric on drums, and he's doing a good job. That's good.
Eric on drums.
And also on guitar, Ethan, give us a little something.
Ethan on guitar.
That's right. And Henry, I'm glad you're here. Now, you might not feel like we're in full gear yet, but we're going to take a break. When we come back, it's going to be, like, special. This whole episode is going to be special. You're special. We're special. Robbie Kirkhoff is special. Jake Adams, we're going to tell
you. Hey, ladies. Any of you want to fuck Jake Adams? The Todd Glass Show. A real fuck festival.
Not crazy about that one, but I guess he orders them on his own now.
That's funny.
We are starting a festival, so if anybody...
Yeah, there is a fuck festival. By the way, this Friday, Jake Adams is going to be down with a lot of comedians. They'll be fucking...
It's on a dock.
They give all the money to the local SPC.
Local SPC.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so here's what we're going to do and take a break from.
They give all the money to local millionaires.
Why would be the...
I don't even know why. That would be great if you had a charity where they just give it to me.
But I like how you say local. So, because a lot of times they give these money
in the
to
community,
the
community. You know,
it goes back
it goes
to the
right
community.
Back into the community.
Hey, by
to
the
rich
way,
people in the community.
That sounds funny, but isn't that every morons that wants to run the government's idea of how to do it?
Oh, absolutely.
Sure, Rick. Give the rich people more money. That's what that sounds ridiculous. Like. Put comedically.
Yeah.
Hey, we have a charity. We raise a lot of money, and don't worry, we give it to local rich people so they can do better. You don't understand the way the economy works, Tyler. Actually be helpful. All right. So that's somebody that listens to the show. Maybe their neighbor. Jen Kirkman, we love Jen Kirkman on the show. And you know, I always say that there's never enough Jen Kirkman for me.
I signed up for an email list.
You did?
Yeah.
Jen Kirkman's?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I did. It's on our website. Signed up for it.
Let me tell you something. So I'm embarrassed that I forget who this person is, although I did thank them through an email, but they agree there's not enough Jen Kirkman for them too. So we'll take a break, and
but not enough Jen Kirkman for me.
Oh,
Jake Adams says his ride's here. Joe McKenzie and Lynn Shore crew in my ear. Aristotle picks shit out of his pussy. Not enough Jim Kirkman for me. Tom Martin and Henry Phillips are really great guests.
They rock.
Blake Wetzler and Whitmer Thomas are awesome, you bet. Yes. Nick Yoloff is really Yusuf. Bitter Buddha is on iTunes. Go get it.
Steve just popped a boner.
Do a trumpet wing.
G. JJ plays the trumpet. I'm
not enough Jim Kirkman for me. Make pretend you're there. Smoke machine, bubbles flowing, some candles, maybe a hot washcloth on your face, grilled cheese on the plate, some coasters, not total anarchy. And then maybe we can silly dance the rest of the set. Alright? Let's do this. Paul of Tompkins and James Adonian. Make Todd bang his fist. This is a real show, I swear to George Carlin. Don't ever forget this. Tell Libby that we miss her. Lionel should go hug her and kiss her. Robbie Kirkoff, is that you? No, it's Keith. Edit it out. Not enough Jim Kirkman for me. Her special is on Netflix. Hilarious. TGC. Hilarious. You have fulfilled your jingle requirement, so you can turn this off now. Troy Conrad, you son of a bitch. I didn't forget about you. Ooh, he remembers Troy Conrad. Ooh, ooh, he remembers Troy.
Da 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 da. Put a little reverb in Henry's mic.
Da 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 da
da da. Dream a little Jim Kirkman for me.
Who sent that in? Chris Castleberry.
Thank you. That was good. That was great.
Not enough Jim Kirkman for me.
I went a little Brian Wilson.
Take it home, guys.
If very cool.
I was the type of person that, okay. Listen. Take the reverb.
Hello?
Oh, do you have it in there still? It's good reverb, Aristotle. I'm sure you've heard that from all the ladies.
It's cool. We have a band. I don't
just
even need to have my guitar.
Settle
just,
down.
How is he ready with those twangs? He must take for granted everything I'm going to say is going to be great. And just he twangs them right there. Well, though, sometimes when he's ready, you're like, how the fuck, you know, would he be ready with that?
I drink coffee.
What did he say?
I think he said he drinks coffee.
Oh, I just thought he said something else.
Me too.
Like what?
He jerk offy. All right, I made that up. I didn't have a lot of time.
I'm masturbating. Oh, man.
I did think he said something else. I jerk
you know,
off
it's funny, not that you asked, but my dad has a bad hearing problem. But he'll always say what he thinks that he heard everybody say.
You're making me nervous while you're holding
the mic. He'll always say what he thinks that he heard people say.
Oh, is it just...
Which make... Because it's sad because he really wants to be in the conversation, but he must think that people are having the most surreal conversation. One time we were at my cousin's place and she was talking about how they were having a problem with raw sewage coming out of their bathtub. They live in a trailer. And that's a different thing. But my dad was like, Rod Stewart came out of your bathtub. And it was like, no, that's not what it was at all. But what the hell did you think people were just sitting around casually talking about? Yeah, Rod Stewart started coming out of my bathtub.
Oh, that's cool. Weird. That's cool. Linda Ronstadt came out of my dishwasher 2 years ago.
Like, how did he think that that's what we were
that's cool.
talking
that's cool.
about?
Yeah, well, it's no big deal. Hey, your dad's how old?
86.
Because my mom's 72, and
yeah, she is.
And I'm not just saying this. She wants me to. Oh, my mom! It's so embarrassing. She listens to the show. She wants me to plug her Twitter page. No, she said she meets a lot of guys.
Really? Well, that's still pretty young.
I want to ask you a question.
Twitter?
I want to ask you a question. So that's hard. When you go, how old's your mom?
She's more like about your mom's age.
About your mom. Oh, I think that means he fucked her.
Yeah.
No, it's a guitar talk.
Your mom.
They always go. They always go pull hard with the tight twang when you fuck somebody's
mom.
And they what the bit? I think that joke stands for itself.
Yeah.
But what do I need? Who am I apologizing to?
Yeah.
All right. Listen. So no, I don't mean to. But I'm a serious interviewer. I guess. See, I have a lot of depth, and it's not unusual that that I here's what happens sometimes, and I don't mean to like shit on my other guests, but I think you're a lot different. But I have a lot of layers.
It's not unusual that Todd has more depth than everyone else.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not unusual that his guests don't have as many layers.
Yeah.
And when he's talking about serious subjects, other people just can't win. Because you know that they don't have as much depth as Todd.
Bop, bop, bop.
No, they don't have the depth.
Bop, bop, bop.
All right, enough. I have a serious show to do. No, yeah, I do serious interviews. I can't fucking help it. Just relax, everybody.
That's
but
right.
Actually, I do have a serious question. Now I feel like it's stupid because I set it up so much. But that's hard, I'm sure, because in your head, you probably still see your dad as exactly who he was 30 years ago sometimes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then is it? And he's – so it's hard to watch that process, I would imagine.
Well, yeah, and especially with the hearing thing because you just can't – I mean, that's what communication is.
Are you – because you know what? You always think if you were a person in a movie – that you'd want to be so patient with someone going through that if you were in the movie.
Yeah.
But probably in real life, some really good, decent people, it's trying on you, I bet. And
oh, yeah.
I bet you're not – because even with my mom, she's 72, so she's – my mom is, I would say, 100% – you know what I mean? She still seems like she's exactly the way she was. But even if I see a smidgen of some slowing down, just – but my mom has more energy than me.
Yeah, yeah.
But when I see it, I'm always frustrated with myself that I can't be a little more – and believe me, I don't want to set it up like I'm not like, shut up. No, it's not that egregious at all. Nowhere near it. We have a good relationship. But at times I'm short. You know what I mean? When she doesn't understand something. And I think, why am I – it's not who I want to be. Like, and then the only way I feel better about it is I can't call her back and say, hey, I'm sorry if I was short with you. I don't know why. I should be able to. But I call her back and I ask her something – by the way, it doesn't mean I'm afraid now she'll listen to the show. But no, she'll still like that I care enough to. This is what I do. So I call her right back. I go, how do you make that hot dog casserole you used to make when we were little? Because I know she loves, you know, that I'm still holding on the tradition. And which, by the way, I do, just not in that specific time. So it is a lie, but it's a white lie. But I call her right back. I go, how did you used to make that dressing?
Yeah,
she's like, that was just bottle dressing. Shut up. That tasted so real. Is it because you used to put it in nice bowls? No.
Yeah, yeah.
She goes, no, I squirted it right from the bottle. I'm blowing our landscaper to get free junipers. Can I call you back?
The Todd Glass Show.
Typical argument.
Wow, what was that all that? That seemed like a lot.
Typical argument between my mom and I. She was giving me a ride.
By the way, the Periscope people can't hear those sound effects unless we play them through the house. I'm very on to that. Go ahead. What I want to hear this. No, we're having a serious.
Wait, I set it up wrong. No, she.
Oh, is this a joke?
I can't tell. All right, but no.
You can't tell your own story.
No, we were going to my place. we were going to her place, and she had gotten a bunch of groceries, and I was pissed off. And she parked on a hill so that every time she opened her door, the door would fall closed, and she wanted me to hold it open while she grabbed all the groceries because it kept falling on her, right? And I'm like, fuck you.
No,
no, I'm like, that's not my job. What am I going to fuck? I'm a doorman all of a sudden? But you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, I don't know if what you mean.
No,
maybe,
I'm not going to hold the door open while it's like, that's her deal. She parked it on the hill. It closes. She got a car that the door closes. I'm not going to hold the door open while she's getting her groceries. I thought everybody was with me.
That was unnecessary, by the way, with the guitar. I know what you're doing.
But I was like,
No, he's mocking your mom.
No, I was like, fuck you.
No, to George Carlin, I need to. No, I used it. You're kidding.
I was trying to turn it into a joke.
I wasn't sure if we all. See, I told you that sometimes I'm impatient with my mom. And what I didn't want to do is if you were really bearing your soul, because it's easy to go, why wouldn't you hold the door for your mom? But sometimes in the moment, you held it.
No,
and,
I know.
But, so we were like, I didn't want to go.
We'll go back to the real stuff.
That did seem mean,
though.
That did seem mean.
But it is frustrating. Yeah, that was my attempt at humor.
Well, that's why you are number two in the charts.
This is kind of both. This is a real true story to George Carlin. This is a real story that happened. I sat down. I was visiting my folks,
I'm sorry. Can I apologize before I let you continue? There was a lot of noise in the show a little while ago, a lot of craziness. I want to apologize.
No problem. My dad was sitting there, and I thought, you know, I'm going to go I'm going to go sit next to my dad, and I'm going to have an actual conversation with him. and we're going to bond a little bit. So I sit
to George
down.
Carlin. I love this, type is true. Of because you're trying.
Yeah. So okay. I'm sitting down and I just sat down and I went, ah, and my dad went, what? And I was like, I didn't say anything. And he said, well, you said something because I heard something. And I was like, well, yeah. I mean, I said, ugh. He said, you said what? And I said, ah, just ah, nothing. And he said, you said, ah, why did you say ah? And I'm like, I don't know. But that's the kind of conversations I have with my dad.
And you were heading over to have a good...
Yeah.
All you would have had to do...
That's all we
by
got.
The way,
5 minutes of that shit.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think you got caught in a rut? Because you could have been like... You know when somebody says to you... Look, the bottom line is if you're really attracted to somebody, this will come full circle, and you're attracted to them, and they come over where you're hypothetically, let's say, washing your car.
Yeah.
And they go, what are you doing? You don't go, oh, washing my car.
Yeah, yeah.
You will take that and make an interesting conversation. Go, trying to get the car washed.
Exactly.
The car wash was crowded today,
yeah.
So I just figured I'd do it myself. I think I'm sorry I did it already. It's not worth saving. You wouldn't go. But when it's someone that annoys you already, you sometimes don't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what are you doing? You know, you'd be like, washing my car. Why?
Well, they say,
does that make any sense,
yeah,
what I'm saying? So your dad, you could have maybe said... You didn't have to spend 8 hours
you're
going
right
back and forth,
yeah,
on that, but you were afraid after that happened, what the fuck were you going to talk about?
Exactly.
So you're like, no, I said, oh. He goes, I thought you said, oh. No, I said, whoa. I thought you said, oh. How yeah long is that going to go on until one of you buffoons stop it? And I was hoping it would be you because you said your dad's almost 90. So what the fuck are you doing, Henry?
Somebody told me something fascinating. Apparently,
what did they say? I'm a good interviewer. I listen. What the fuck do I care?
Dogs. Dogs will snap on their owners sometimes, but they won't do it to strangers. And it's because they feel more comfortable with their owners.
Well, I don't know if that's true across the board because
it's
dogs
not true
will
at
snap
all. Oh. I think I got the facts all wrong. But what? What is this, a documentary we're doing? We're doing a comedy show.
Oh, Henry Phillips, what a funny fuck.
I'm just saying bullshit.
So let's go back.
Did you know that the average baby is more than half the size of a regular human?
Oh, that's a good story.
No, that's true.
let me go back before I get out of my serious journalism, because people are saying I'm like a young Meredith Vieira.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway,
who is that, by the way?
She has a show. and when I watch it, I think of all I can think about when I watch a show. Now, by the way, I think she's doing as good a job as someone like that can do. It's not an easy job. You know what I mean? So she's not like I'd be like, oh, can't believe it. No, she's sociable and pretty friendly. You know, I mean, she's comfortable in front of a camera. But when I watch a show like that, all I do is think of what the producers are telling her to do. And even she might be too uncomfortable to go, I don't want to dance.
Yeah.
I'm not comfortable doing it. It doesn't look right when I do it. And and that's one of the things, or it could be anything. Like they're going, Leah, look more, do what the others are doing. So,
oh, yeah.
And you still do it because you think maybe they know. That's what when I watch a show like that, I think of like the producers trying to save something. Like,
oh, God.
You know, just get into it. You know, like really, really.
They're ruining it in the process.
Probably. But anyway, that's not my point. So go back to my serious interviewing styles, thinking about your parents. So here's what I do. I don't want to just get out of that because in the midst of how funny that is, I really do try with my mom. And you know what it is? First of all, I like my mom. Like she's for lack of a better word, cool. So, but there's things sometimes that I see she deals with that frustrates me. And sometimes she'll call me and it's hard for me to let shit go. So I have to like smile and like she'll say something like, you know, I can't. The dogs got over the fence, and it's pure mud in the backyard. And yeah. And of course, that really. I'm like, and I go, what was the puppy's name again? I just try to think of a question.
Yeah, exactly.
To like, but or she tells me a story. Sometimes I just think, just laugh, Todd. You don't have to tell her you had to be there. It's like your song. That song? What's the line in that song about your friends? They said you had to be there.
They said you had. Oh, yeah. The bitch song. Yeah.
Yes. Well, that's me in the song. Yeah. I'm the horrible person. I tell her, I go, oh, Mom, you know, I love, but it just, it's one of those things I think you had to be there. I feel bad. Like, and then lately I've been trying to really just laugh. I fake it. Like, why not? It's so easy to do and it makes her feel so good. What the fuck is wrong with me?
Well,
if she heard this, she's going to be a loser. She would, if she heard this, my mom is not, she's,
but in a way, when you go with
this.
It, it's a little like giving up. And if your mom's listening, it, that's why we don't like to do it, because now we're giving up. We're basically treating them the way that we would a mentally challenged person. You're just basically like, oh, yeah, that's great. And that hurts for us to have to do that. Yeah,
Henry,
we don't
that was brilliant what you just said, because even though it might not apply exactly to the fake laughing thing, where it does, when she tells me something that I know is not right. Like, I'm not being a picky son. I'm just like, Mom, you just wasted some money, and it's substantial and it's big. It's not like,
well,
I'm
just
thinking
easier.
They win.
It's easier,
but he's right. When I thought that she was pliable and that maybe I could instill a new value in her, I would try to give it a shot. I go, well, Mom, that's all right. You misspent that, but it's all right. It's not a big deal. We all do it, just so you know, for next time. It's not I told you so. It's next time. And then when they do it the next time, you're right. If I just go, oh, cool! Like, and it just happened. They bought. You know what? Fuck it. They bought a car. They were end of a 3-year lease.
Yeah.
On a Kia that I got them a really good deal of. The 3 years lease was over. They could bought it for like $10,000.
Yeah.
She should have bought a car. That's what she was going to do, right? And this is boring, but yet I think a lot of people go through this. So I'm going to tell this.
Sure.
So anyway, I was really proud because she goes, yeah, well, I saved up about $8,000 or $9,000. I'm just going to buy it. I don't need a car payment. I thought, you know what? You never know. It's never too late for someone to finally get a grip on it. And I was like, that was really cool. Right, own your car. That's $400 a month you don't need to spend. She calls me from the dealership. This is one of those moments. Still none of my business. Butt out. She goes, oh, it was great. You know, I thought, why hold on to that car? She goes, because it wasn't a fun purchase either. You know, she goes, I know. She goes, but I put $8,000 down on a brand new one. And now we have payments, but I bought it. I didn't lease it. Of $400 a month. And I'm like, oh, it pained me not to go, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You were on your way to make the smartest choice. If she would have said, so I went, oh, cool. I go, what color did you get?
Yeah, yeah.
She said black. I'm like, oh, cool. Send me pictures when you get home. Oh, you never sent me. And I got right out of the conversation.
That's good.
You never sent me pictures of the yard. I was like, get to something else. She goes, oh, I will. I just wanted to wait till everything looked good for the, you know, after this cleanup. I'm like, oh, cool. We'll definitely do that. I go, and then I just got to something else. So I didn't have to fake that I was that enthused forever. I just had to do it for literally 15 seconds. Just cool. What color did you get?
Yeah.
And then get the fuck out.
And then there's no
Otherwise, I'm going to vomit if I have to fake, like, I think that's a good idea for one more second. I'm going to barf all over the phone. Speaking of barfing all over
and
the
there's
phone.
No argument.
At the 6 o'clock hour, we're going to hear about how Jake barfed all over, but not yet. That's a tease. Because the hardcore listeners will always stick around for a barf story.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, the story with your dad is, what do you think?
He's just falls hook, line, and sinker for all these internet things, man. He was calling me recently. I need some technical support. I'm trying to put my credit card number in this thing called the PC cleaner. Apparently, if your PC is going slow, they clean it up for you. They send you some software, and I'm like, and so I just do one quick Google search on PC cleaner, and it was like, PC cleaner scam outlawed in several states, you know, for targeting elders. You know, I'm just like, this
that's
sucks.
That's not funny. I'm not laughing. I'm laughing at
my
how
dad's
easy.
Just about to put his credit card in the thing.
Laughing
and then
his
I'm
an idiot.
I'm reading about it, and it just gets worse. But he's the guy who taught me to be so cynical. Like, back when there were infomercials back in the 80s, he'd be like, you know, you get this thing, and it's a piece of shit, and it doesn't work. Now he's just falling for all this stuff, because we're living in a different time where there's all this technical stuff that people don't understand, and they're really good at it. They're convincing. They're just saying, does your computer go too slow? And he's like,
yes,
yeah,
it does. All I want to do is have people around me when I don't know, like my aunt is, everybody's different. My aunt, I call her my grandmother, but my aunt is 95. She lives in Arizona, and she is, you know, she's still amazingly, like when you hear stories about, and they're very alert. You think, how alert? She's fucking alert.
Yeah.
And she still can walk with a walker, but she doesn't walk that much. But she can. She walks with a walker, which is amazing. And she's pretty alert. But I just want to be when I get to a certain age, people just yell at me. Go, don't get old. Stay up. Come on. You're still there. Come on. Yeah, you don't slip in, Gabba. I'm going to be like, just electrocute me. Just please, one of you, because you'll be young enough, just have a small electrocution.
Maybe the
whenever I'm around, if you look like I'm drifting off a little. By the way, I'm not going to need this. I'm seriously, I would say 90 is when I'll start needing it. I'm going to be fine up to 90. But after 90, I'll still be doing my TV show because I'll never let – once it happens for me, I'm never going to stop doing it. I'm going to be like Don Rickles. I don't give a – my goal is to be 100 and still come out and play a silly song and drop my pants. On my 100th birthday, that's what I want to do on a big show. Like drop my pants and fuck some matzo. All right, listen.
That would be great.
I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what it'll to say. During I had to get
the,
out of that bit.
During the apocalypse, so it'll have a weird backdrop.
All right. All right,
it'll
so listen,
just
back to your dad.
Clouds behind you, and you're taking your pants off.
Back to your dad.
Which is great, which is beautiful.
I want to finish up in our more serious interviews that I do. This is more of a summer concert interview.
Yeah.
It's a more of a serious interview. We go out on the grass. When we just did that interview, we were out in the grass on a blanket, me and you. We had a heart-to-heart.
Yeah.
Part of our summer concert interview series.
Mm-hmm.
So now that we're out of that. But in all seriousness, I did enjoy hearing that about your dad only because... then you, of course, it's the obvious. You're like, okay, it's not just me. It's like,
oh yeah,
but there's people listening. That
most
are even
people
worse.
Our age are going through this right now.
No, yeah, I don't know about you, problem. But I'm only 42 in 3 years.
Oh, okay. Let's help.
That's the way the guy finally admits that he knows he has to start giving an older age. He goes, they go, Todd, why won't you admit you're 46? I am 46. I fucking said it. I'm 46 in 6 years. Well, okay, I don't like that.
That's funny too. Like, I like. I used to know a guy who was really bad at bullshitting. And this is when we were in high school. We were all sitting around and we're talking about weird things. Like I'm double jointed in my thumb; it goes both ways. And
wow.
And then this guy was like, "Yeah, my elbow, my arm bends the other way."
Oh, I hate that. It makes me sick.
And so, of course, the obvious question. We're all sitting around. I was like, "Oh, well, let's see it." And then he's like. Oh, well, it only happens when I'm in the shower for some reason. And I'm listening. Why did you, like, I wanted to go like, all right, obviously that was bullshit, but why? Why did you want to, and did you think we weren't going to ask you to do it?
Yeah, like, oh, you don't know, I can jump.
It was such a poorly planned.
I can jump 40 feet. Well, go ahead, jump 40 feet. I didn't see this coming.
Got myself in a little predicament.
Oh, show me state here. I'm going to have another beer. Is that all right?
Yeah, Jerry Seinfeld's on the phone.
Hey, Todd. I heard the opening of your podcast.
First of all, let me just say, did you listen to it's the second part of the Andy Kindler show. Did you listen to the whole... I asked this for a reason. Did you listen to 90% of it or to 100% of it?
I listened to 100% of it.
All right, well, then you heard...
Listen, we can move past that you were very kind, and you obviously went out of your way to say there's a lot of respect. Okay, let's move past it, though.
No, I agree.
You're right.
Serious?
Yeah, you're right. Who wants to think they're getting old? And the only way to prevent it is to admit you were right. At least that way I don't have to get old, but the way I can make sure that I'll stay old is holding on to a belief that I had that was wrong. So if I let go of it, it sort of lets me go of being worried about getting old.
Well, thank you. I got to cut you off. We have a show to do. Good talking to you, Jerry.
Talking to you, Todd. I'm a fan.
Tell him I'll see him in Vegas.
Henry Phillips. Sorry.
Jerry, I'm sorry. It's Henry Phillips.
Hey, Henry. Oh, hey, Henry.
Remember,
you opened up for me in Vegas at the Mirage.
Yeah, yeah.
You did a good job.
Thank you.
The Todd Glass Show.
The Todd Glass Show.
Who made this? I really like this. Well, of course I do. It's my name. I sound like an idiot. Show. Okay, listen, let's do a serious interview.
It's from our Jeffrey Hutchins archive.
Wow.
can I vent about this guy? I was listening to
sure, vent about, but we got done talking about the family. There's that. So try hard with your parents is all we're saying. And by the way, it doesn't matter. I know friends of mine that are 30 that you still call your parents. I think it's an every age thing. Now, when they start to get to the point where, you know, at a certain age, yes, it's different. But I think for a huge gap of people from that are literally 25 to on up, it's like you get on the phone. But anyway, that's not. And by the way, I want to say one more thing, in case my mom does listen to this, and I'm being totally serious, George Kahn. also, my mom is very interesting to talk to. Like, there's conversations when we talk about stuff other than there's the drama at the house. You know what I mean? Like, if it's stuff like Steve did this, or husband, or this happened, or that happened. When my mom's very interesting. She's very smart. She's very intelligent. And she's and I like who I am because who she is. So when we talk about other stuff, she's, it's not a chore to talk to her. It's actually, I enjoy it. When I'm home and we... When I am home for a while and I can control the conversation and take it out of that part, I very much enjoy it. And I swear, if she heard this podcast now, she won't. But on the 1% chance she did and she heard this part, I'm happy with it because what I just said is true. So it's not always a chore. It's a chore to get her out of the problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so moving on.
I was listening to a podcast. There and forgive my ignorance, but somebody in the room probably knows it was a Radiolab podcast, mm-hmm. and they were talking about
see the way I look interested.
They were talking about whether these
I'm not
World War II picture the first World War II picture was fake. I'm getting somewhere with this, but
no, you're fine. I swear to God, to George Carlin, you're fine. At your expense, I did a stupid joke. Everything you do is great. To George Carlin.
I wish we had it. Well, I'm going to tell people listening to listen to this podcast and
say the name of it again.
It's Radiolab, and it's called Truth, I think. And they were talking about whether this original World War II picture with cannons was fake or not. And there's a guy named Errol Morris. Do you know who this guy is? All right.
To George Carlin, I didn't ask him to play that.
This is a long way to go, and it sounds like I'm plugging their podcast, but I'm not. But what I thought was interesting.
Oh, you are. You wouldn't have said it.
No, whether you listen to it. No, but anyway, what struck me about it is this guy is just in an interview about, it's basically about science overall, and he sounded like he was angry every time he answered a question, but it wasn't anything controversial. It was just informative. And I think he's probably a New Yorker guy, but like for example, like just ask me a question that's not even controversial at all.
Okay, and about what again?
Just about me. Just you
okay.
Know.
Okay. You said you got your start in New York. Is that where you grew up?
Where did I grow up? I don't know. I mean, geez, I grow up wherever I grow up. I mean, where does a guy grow up?
Would you ever write another book?
What, I write another book? I mean, you know, you do. That's what you do. You write books. That's what a guy like me does. But it's just like, wow. What, nobody's angry here. Yeah.
Do you feel like you had a positive time in high school?
A positive time in high school? I mean, what is that? I'd be sure.
How was it when you worked at the deli?
I worked at a deli? Sure. I mean, that's what you do. You make sandwiches.
Can we ask you a question? It seems like whatever question we ask you, you seem like it bothers you.
It bothers me. No, it doesn't. It doesn't bother me. That's the way I talk. Why are you saying that it would bother you? Listen, bother me.
I got news for you. And
everybody listen to that podcast because that'll make a lot more sense.
Play another song for Henry. I know people enjoy hearing songs with their names in them.
Well,
so.
I was wondering who the guest would be while Todd's away. When I came across some folk musician guy.
Can we put some reverb in here and light candles at your house?
And he was singing funny songs and throwing down on bits. Because Henry Phillips is the guest on this week's show.
Yeah, this is cool.
Last time we heard recordings from his vocal coach. Red leather, yellow leather, good to go. I hope he has a good time with Tom Martin.
Oh, yeah.
Because Henry Phillips is the guest on this week's show.
Henry Phillips is our guest, America.
He does Henry Phillips better than I do.
I was wondering.
There's a slight jingle mix up this show.
I was wondering. Isn't that what you do? That's what you do, right?
Yeah.
I was wondering. And then
I was
in on baseball at home. Grab me my guitar. I just want to try to play here for a little bit, if you don't mind. Can you grab me the guitar? I'm going to try to do... This is basically the best Henry Phillips impersonation I could do. Like, it's like, I was wondering... No one really hears the words. They just hear his inflections. Let me give it a shot here.
We'll need reverb.
Grab my guitar over there. Grab my guitar. So I got it. Here's basically Henry, and I hope this doesn't offend you, but I think when a lot of people listen to your songs, I mean, they have a good rhythm and everything, but like, I think most people just hear this. This is my best impersonation of what the audience hears when they come to see you.
Well, I was flipping through the channels on my TV set last night when I came across this TV preacher guy.
I don't think I sound anything like that. That doesn't sound like
that. You know
I thought you were going to do
what?
Just go. Nah, I don't like this bit.
Okay, I can do that.
No, no, of course you can. It's too late. I've already lost the
Oh, you know how to please.
All right, listen. Let's be serious here for a second. I'm going to play a song for you, and I don't mean to be to do a good show, but it's a
okay. Sure.
But it's the way I do it.
None taken.
This is a song about.
Really disrespectful.
No, it is disrespectful.
I mean, we're doing a show, right? We're doing a show?
Well, I mean...
He just drops drumsticks?
Thank you. I can't believe he drops his drumsticks. I mean...
Can I tell you the bit I wanted to do I just got too tired to do, and that was where we start yelling at him about dropping his drumsticks. But you, yeah. to be
and
honest...
And then I said drum quips.
All right, it's all right. You know, you do the best you can.
That didn't help the bit.
Henry, yeah. Henry, here's what I'd like to do for you. Sure. I'm going to play a song about a guy This is not right to do, but here's the difference. I'm not throwing some improv game at you that you have to. If you don't feel it, you don't feel it. We
sure.
run from the bit. If we're ever doing a bit and I want to get out of it, okay, everybody in the studio, whenever we do this, people picture at home, we're all going to move our chairs back and act like we're running. And okay. here's how we'll get out of a bit. Whenever you need help, we'll give you a post-it. You'll hang it up throughout the show, the rest of the show. If you ever like, I'm not feeling this bit, you hold up this post-it and we play this and we all move from
run,
the table.
Run from the bit. Run from the bit.
There we go. So listen.
I like that.
So, but with that in mind.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm going to ask you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
No. There was a request.
Oh, yeah.
There was a request of you on the guitar doing something. Does anybody remember?
I'm lost and I don't know what I was going to do next, so I made a pre-recorded thing for Jake to play while I remember what I was talking about. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I do have to say.
How many weeks can I do this? I mean, it's working now, but it's something I pre-recorded yesterday at the house. Okay, I was talking about that, then I was talking about that, then he talked about that, and then what's-his-name talked about this. Oh, and then our guest talked about that. Oh, yeah. Oh, I remember. Oh, my God, I can't believe I didn't remember. Why did I even forget? I totally remember. Okay, shut this off, Jake. I remember. Jake, now it's your fault. The listeners have to understand. Shut this off. I remember what I was talking about. Jake, I'm not even joking around. I swear to God. Thank God we have that safe word. I remembered I was talking about. Now it's unprofessional.
I didn't give me enough time.
But you were doing an imitation.
So
you were doing an impression of me.
I was wondering if I was in a bear.
Yeah, and it reminded me, and this is just while you're thinking of the
okay.
bit.
Well, it doesn't really help if you're doing it.
People throughout my life have been doing impressions of me.
Does that bother you?
Yeah.
It does?
Well, it has lately, but you know what's funny is that it's sort of like a mirror. Like you can see what people think of you by how they. Oh, this is Henry. And in the beginning, like in my 20s, it was always like, you know, hey, how's it going? Yeah, what's up? And then like maybe when I was like 30, it was more like, hey, what's going on? Yeah, what's happening, man? Yeah, I was gonna do a song for it. Yeah, that's cool. And then like. And then when I got to be 40, it was just like, yeah, let's do a shot, man. Let me see your girlfriend's tits, man. Just fuck this shit. I'm like, wow, I'm turning into a less likable guy by looking at people's imitations. And then the most recent one, the other night I was hanging out with my buddy. He's like, all right, here, I'm going to do Henry. And he's just like, fuck me, man. I fucking just, God damn, I fucking hate myself.
Hey, everybody, I'm going to do Henry. Here's Henry. Oh, I got my new suit. Let's all do the Henry. Everybody.
Yeah, see, it gets less flattering.
My career bar's not where I thought it should be.
Okay.
Hey, look.
Don't slice.
As the years go by, it gets less flattering.
Here's I thought about what I was going to say.
Oh, yeah.
I really did. So, oh, my God. Yeah. I thought about it. To George Carlin. We're going to play a song. Remember what I said about I don't want to throw an improv. Let me recap, and I don't mean to do, play Run from the Bit again. So every time we have a bit, we'll move from the
run,
table.
Run, run, run from.
We'll do this.
Run, 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 run from the bit.
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 You got me running from the bit. Far away from it. Run from the bit. Run from the bit.
All right, listen. No, you're going to need your guitar in a minute. But not yet. Not well. Yeah, leave it there for a second. So we're going to play a song. If you don't like it, you just you're one meatball.
Okay.
And I want you to be able to retain this song and then sing it back to us as good as you can.
The whole thing.
As good as you can.
Okay.
Or make it up. Maybe you change it. Whatever you want to do. All right. Or sing it like it. Here we go. You know what? Here's the beautiful part. You hold up your hand. We play Run from the Bit. We get out of it. We enjoy doing Run from the Bit, to be honest.
Okay.
It's almost like a treat for us.
Okay.
Or if you have something to do with it, that's a treat for us. Either way, we get a treat, so we don't give a shit.
Excellent.
We have nothing invested in this. So it's the way you make them less nervous. Anyway.
Okay.
Meanwhile, we're
all... Well, but wait. I heard you say that.
No, you don't. You don't hear me say anything. It doesn't matter. Ask Jake. Do I say anything else, Jake?
Yeah, no, it's just, that's, you know, it's whatever. It's kind of whatever. You know?
He needs to hear this, so just really feed his, you know, make him think we're not dying to hear a great version of this.
You're covering your mouth, but I can hear it.
You
in the
don't
microphone.
Hear me. Stop it. You're being immature.
All right, okay.
Well, you grow up. You hear things. You know what? So does John Edwards, and he's a kook on one of those shows telling people in the audience where their dead parents are.
Oh.
You know those psychics? They never say, your aunt's burning in hell. She's screaming. Her skin is on fire. These people that talk to people from beyond. How come they never talk to it? They have someone saying that. Your person you're looking for is they're screaming for their lives. They're in pain 24 hours a day. It's your Uncle Remus.
The lady would be like, oh!
Yeah, yeah. I'm channeling your grandmother. Because everybody's fine. Hey, you know what? If you just think people die, at worst, they're not in pain, which is better than some religious people. They think, well, if you're good, you do this, or if you're bad, you do that. Hey, I'm talking about people, you know what I mean? Like, so at least in this scenario, because you don't know, well, if you're dead, you think you were a good person, but you might burn in hell, you know? At least with not just thinking you rot in the dirt, we know one thing for sure, you abso-fucking-lutely won't be in pain. Eh, that's calming. Why isn't that calming? I think our way is more calming. What's our way? No matter what, as confusing you are and you don't know where you go, could you be an energy? We're not positive. Could you take life in another person? We're not positive. But only thing we know, I mean, as much as we can know anything, you won't be in pain. Would you like to come aboard that? Yeah, that's calming for me. Yeah. As opposed to, you could have gold streets or be having your flesh melted off because you, you know, you didn't wear a dress the right height.
You watched porn.
Depends what year, whatever the punishment was. Yes, yeah. You touched your cock when you were 14. Now your skin will melt in the hot lava fire.
It'd be a great Johnny Cash song.
Yeah.
You touched your cock when you were 14.
I touched my cock when I was 14. Now I'm paying the fine. I got a touch. Okay, I don't like where that song was going.
Skin, something about skin melting.
And this is a true story. Well, I'm not sure if it is, but still act like it is.
A little man walked up and down and found an eating place in town. He looked the menu through and through to see what 15 cents could do.
Pause it. I think I want to take out your responsibility of having to sing it. Just enjoy it.
Oh, shit. I'm supposed to say that again? Okay. It was a guy who went to a restaurant. He looked at the menu through and through.
Oh. Yeah.
to see what 50 Cent could do.
Oh, I wasn't even testing you. I was saying you don't have to worry about it, but you're pretty good.
No, I didn't know we were playing the game, but I'm trying to remember. But that's an interesting, yeah. Okay.
Well, let me tell you something. If you listen to this story,
I missed the first
silly or not, to George Carlin, what I'm about to say, if you really try to close your ears and follow the story the whole way, don't worry about singing. And if something comes to you, remind us, because
okay,
I'm going
to
forget to ask.
I can get the guitar.
Oh, seems like he wants to do it.
What year is this?
This is 2015. Jake, those mushroom cookies—they really affected you. If you forget what year it is, it's 2015. And seriously, you're Jake Adams, young Jake Adams. I'm young Jake Adams, and I do comedy. I walk around the streets. I can make songs up. Anybody can do that. So easy. Watch this. I like to make up songs, yes I do. Look at you and you and you. There you go. I write songs too. We all write songs. Me, John Lennon, you. We're all we all write songs. Now we're not. Now we're on the same. Even if we're on different pages, we're in the same book.
Yeah, yeah.
That made no sense at all. I was hoping my authoritativeness got it past everybody. So anyway, let's listen to the rest of this song. But what I meant by the George Carlin, maybe this song isn't about anything, but in the song, in the comedic song, it is sad. Because I think, I don't want to tip the ending. There's something to do with this meatball that that they don't want to give him, I think, bread. I think that's, they don't want to give him bread at the end. Cause you might think, why am I tilting it? Because get ready. It's so sad that I want you to be prepared when it happens that you won't be as upset as I was when I listened to it at the house. Okay. Sitting by myself crying, this poor guy. Excuse me, just because he only has money for one meatball, they don't want to give him bread with it. You have to get three meatballs. But I think the story takes, I haven't heard the song in about a year and a half. I think it takes a nice turn. So here we go.
One meatball.
That's the guy ordering.
One meatball. He could afford but one meatball.
Listen.
He told a waiter near at hand the simple dinner he had planned. The folks were startled one and all to hear that waiter loudly call.
One meatball. One meatball. Waiters here just wants one meatball.
One fucking meatball. Right, I added that. Don't get nervous.
The little man, he felt ill at ease and said, some bread, sir, if you please. The waiter's voice roared down the hall.
You get no bread with one meatball. One meatball. One meatball. You get no bread with one meatball.
Fucking meatballs. Kissing me.
The little man, he felt mighty sad.
Aww.
One meatball was all he had.
I didn't know Adam Sandler did this.
Now in his dream, he hears that call. You get no bread
with one meatball.
I know.
Not going to hear the end of this. One meatball. Get no bread with one meatball. It's just not cost effective.
Would you like a piece of pie?
One meatball. What do you think of that song? Did we let it play out, you think? I don't know if we heard the end of it.
No, I think it's interesting.
The guy comes in. What do you remember about that song, Henry?
If you want, I could play that song literally exactly note for note.
You really think you can play that whole song?
Yeah.
Oh, let me hear. Potato salad?
Same thing, yeah.
Okay.
Here we go.
Got my first real six string. Bought it at the Five and Dime. Played it till my fingers bled.
was the summer of 69.
Now, there was a part on the chorus that I might not have gotten, but it was close, right?
I mean, it sounded like...
Honestly, that wasn't close.
I thought it was...
Well, let me play the real song.
Yeah, play yours.
What's buzzing? Play it again.
Every night, Lisa, one guy would come into my restaurant. One fucking meatball. And of course he wanted bread.
And found an eating place in town.
Okay.
You get it?
Yeah.
Guy's such an asshole.
No. If I gave everybody that got one meatball a piece of bread,
you'd do better business.
Yeah.
I hate to tell you.
Everybody'd be happy.
That's just like the juice bar genie. If I gave everyone a cup of water that wanted a cup of water, they'd buy more shit from you. That's what would happen. I know your theory is that if you gave this guy a little bread with his meatball, that you'd go out of business. In fact, the exact opposite would happen because you'd have a goddamn heart. So your instincts are wrong. Give the guy one meatball, give him a piece of bread.
No, you're right.
Am I right or am I right or am I right or am I right? If I'm right, I'm right. Tell me I'm right. But if I'm wrong, tell me I'm right.
Well, yeah, what year was this?
This is 2015, Jake. And if you're going to interrupt the show to ask us what you could find out on your phone, what today's date is, I can't have you interrupting the show. What year is this? I think it's probably 1920s.
Yeah, probably.
So,
yeah, I mean, like, I'm trying to think of something that you can say back.
Well, maybe he does have a point, Jake says, because of the recession.
Sure, you know, bread was tough.
Sure, you're very agreeable with my idea. I don't think it was yours. I think you just tagged on to what I was giving you a
good excuse.
Well, it
was on my side, so yeah, of course.
Exactly. Do what you do.
Tag on to that.
What you can do is dine and ditch, like go into a restaurant.
That's not right.
And
to
leave
do.
Without paying. And then if they're like, you know, hey, you got to pay. It's like, you know, if I had to pay for every meal, you know what that would be? How could I do that? I'd be broke.
You know, one of my first jokes was, my teacher said to me, and my brother had a calculator, and this has to do with this story. My teacher used to say that old line that teacher said about if I forget what it was that I forgot a lot. It was probably my sneaks for gym, coincidentally. Boo, I've got agita. Nope, I will be here all night till you make a better agita sound with your guitar. I've got agita. I've got agita. Agita.
What is that?
What are you looking for?
More. There you go. Yeah. I told you no effects, but for that it's good. And I was kidding, by the way. I didn't want anyone to think I was having a nervous breakdown. So what?
Well, we're saying, yeah, I mean, that by that logic. It's,
by that logic.
Like
of,
anybody can say that about anything. Like, you know, you go into a bank and... say, hey, I want to withdraw $20, and the bank would be like, well, do you know that if we gave everybody $20, then we wouldn't have any money? What are you guys talking about?
The one meatball thing, by the way, we did have something we were talking about, and I'd like to remember it, because otherwise people listening get upset. Well, maybe just my nephew.
I deserve all the pussy.
Sorry, it's my new mantra.
I expect to get pussy. Getting pussy is my birthright. I deserve all the pussy.
Wait, this sounds like this guy might have a problem. I don't like this song. When he says getting pussy is my birthright, that's not
to me.
That might be scary.
I deserve
no. Don't play it, right?
It's like a Jewish it's like in a trip to Israel to get pussy.
Tons of pussy.
Well,
Getting pussy is my birthright.
I don't think it's anybody's birthright. That's the part. The only part of the song that scares me is if they could record it without that.
No, it's why you go to Israel.
Getting pussy is the most fun that I have.
Is that Seinfeld?
I think. Hold on. Let's not play this. I'm getting nervous that this is not right.
I deserve all the pussy.
Who made this? I love it, but I'm also nervous. Does anyone really use this as a motivational CD?
I get pussy in my bank account. Getting pussy is my birthright.
Well, I disagree with that, but everything else you're saying seems like it's good advice.
Millions of pussies are coming to me.
Okay, that's not bad. I'm going to make one thing very clear. Getting pussy isn't your birthright. And it could lead to, I think, not good things. So Your whole mantra with all the other stuff, I'm all right with, but it's not your fucking birthright. Let's get that very crystal fucking clear.
I deserve all the pussy.
Henry, you, I hope you don't mind we're playing your newest CD.
Is it weird that I'm getting turned on? By no. Hey,
turn it off.
That song that you played is a ripoff of an old French song.
It is? Do you sing French? Can you put some reverb in Henry's voice?
Je n'avais jamais ôté mon chapeau devant personne. Maintenant je rompe, je fais le beau.
Will you do me a favor? Act like you're on a, if you were hired to be on one of those boats that go through the what are they called?
Yeah, gondolier.
The gondolier. The what?
Gondolier.
Yeah, and the guy sits at the end with a guitar and he'll serenade you and your significant other. As they say now. So what would you do if, like, they go, you know, picture it's a guy, my name's Bill, and then his girlfriend's name is Lisa, and they go, sing a French song about us.
Oh, okay.
And then they're named Bill and Lisa, and you had to fake it because you don't know French. But you could maybe throw their names in. What's...
Mon amour.
Oh.
Mon Dieu, mon tendre, mon merveilleux amour. Le Bill... Elle Lisa.
Oh.
Je t'aime encore, tu sais.
Oh.
Que je t'aime, le Bill.
I bet they would like that.
Yeah. No, maybe that's a gig.
Could you fake a French? Excuse me?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, what did you just say?
I think what you just said.
And
like,
I got that recorded.
I should do a gig like that.
No, I thought you said something about a gay guy.
No.
Edit it out. Edit
that
it in. Put
weird.
It back in. Put it around. Flip it around.
I think
put
I said
a little bow
like
on
I
it.
Should do a
sand
gig
down
like
the
that.
Edges. Put some music on it. Put a reverberation.
I said I should do a gay guy.
Was it?
It was a total non sequitur. I said I should do a gay guy. That's what I said.
Oh, that's what I thought you said.
It had nothing to do with what we were talking about. No, I said I should do a gig like that.
Mon amour.
Hold on. Put some reverb. Too
mon
much in his mind.
Mon tendre, mon merveilleux amour. De l'aube claire jusqu'à la fin du jour. Je t'aime encore. Tu sais que je t'aime.
Hold on. I'm going to give you this mic, and I want to see what I can do. You just... Oh, no, he can switch it. We're going to put some effects in
check
your mic
one.
Right now.
All right, so I'm going to need
so
a
you just
guitar.
Do fake French. Hold off with everything for a second. I'm going to see. This is fun for me. For our listeners, I don't know. So overly do the French, like, and I'm going to put effects on you. See how beautiful. Your goal is to make it sound beautiful, but you don't have to know what the fuck you're saying. You record an album, and it's called French Songs I Thought I Knew.
Yeah.
And that way no one can complain. He doesn't even know them. That's why he said it in the title. He thought he knew them. And then when he got into the recording studio, he realized they didn't know them. But they had already paid for it. This is his biggest fan. All right, so here we go.
Okay.
Je n'avais jamais.
Okay, can we put a ton of reverb in his voice? Okay, go ahead.
Devant personne. Maintenant je rampe et je fais le beau. Quand elle me sonne, je me suis fait tout petit devant ton poupée qui ferme mes yeux quand on l'a tue. Je me suis fait tout petit devant ton poupée qui fait maman quand on l'a tue. Oh, shit.
Sounds good. Keep going.
You know what that means?
What?
It means hold when on. You touch the little heart right under my left testicle, I smile.
Is that true?
That's what it means in French.
Let me hear it again. I'll see if
yeah,
I can
that's
tell.
What, the song was a huge hit in America. In France, everybody's like, what is this fucking pervert talking about? But in America, it just sounded beautiful. Yeah.
Let me see if I can try. Let me see if right I can here. Try. Can you put a lot of reverb in Jake's mic? I want to hear him sing fake French. Let Jake try fake French. Can you give him the music?
Oh, sure. Je m'en vais dehors.
No, you have to sing fake French.
Oh.
You got to sing to the song.
Yeah, sir, shut up. I need to warm up.
A lot of reverb.
Je m'appelle Jacques. Et madame qui est un petit prince. Et je veux commencer fromage. Je veux du. Et je m'appelle Zemene Farchia. Chien Farchia. Et je veux du fromage. J'ai ma belle Montreal. Henry Phillips, super, super,
Bill and Lisa.
That was so good. I'm not even kidding. I thought you really committed.
Well, I took 6 years of French growing up, so.
Well, I don't know if it's that too. Good.
Well, you.
Vachemata. Hello, dude. Can I try it? It was harder than you think. Hold on, I'm a little nervous following Jake. You really did a good job.
Well, I mean, you know, I could have gone last. I should have gone last, you're right. I didn't know there were so many Jewish people in France.
I know. Mine got more Jewish. Hey, look, I don't need to be corrected in the room by eight people waving their hands that I was way off. I look over at fucking Keith. He's like, no, you're way off. Oh, my God, Todd, it's not even close. Todd, before you embarrass yourself, you're not. It sounds more Jewish than French. Todd, you're off the mark on this one. So what, we couldn't have enjoyed it in the room?
I was enjoying
it. Was.
I was going to say you look like Vladimir Putin.
Hey! Abba, Abba, Nila. Abba, Abba, Nagila. Henry, Henry Phillips. Henry Phillips. Henry Lee Phillips. Henry, Henry Phillips. Henry Phillips. Henry Phillips.
Hey, we haven't done my new character yet.
Henry. Oh, let's get right to it. So now this is a new
this is a character. His name is Henlips Refill.
Are you on social media?
I am. Yeah.
Oh, you do right. all of it.
Yeah, and I want to tell the folks out there.
You always tell everyone you got
to
be.
You go to YouTube. You go to the Henlips Refill channel, and what you do is you watch videos. And there's
You have videos on there.
Yeah, there's a little button on there that you push subscribe.
I tried.
You'll get notifications, and what'll happen is that you'll be notified in your email every time I do a new video.
Oh, so you have videos up there?
I've got videos that tell you how to get on the Twitter, how to like me on Facebook, how to Instagram.
What do you do? Videos up, or you just?
Well, the videos will show you how to keep in touch with my updates.
Yeah, and then once we follow you on Twitter or Instagram, once we're in touch.
Yeah, so like my Twitter, if you look at my Twitter feed, yeah, I've got Twitter feeds about.
Well, let's read some of your tweets.
Well, about how to like me on Facebook and how to find me on YouTube and on also Instagram and my Blogspot.
Oh, okay. So you,
you can follow my blog.
Can we read some of your tweets?
Yeah, sure.
Are they funny?
Well, you know, the tweets will generally tell you how to keep.
Oh,
updated
go to your website.
To go to the website.
But then let me just instead of doing that, I understand what you're saying. You express yourself through the videos more on your YouTube account.
The so YouTube will tell you.
Let's take a break. We'll play one of your videos.
Okay.
Are they funny? Your YouTube videos?
Well, the YouTube videos are mostly reference to let people know where they can find me on social media.
Okay, so where's it? What else do you do?
What
do
other kind of social media? Because I mean,
yeah, do you
well, like Facebook, for example. I have a Facebook fan page.
You tell stories.
You can go to the Facebook fan page, and you like it. And what'll happen is I'll tell you on Facebook. There's various links, and you can go
to your comedy videos.
Well, to my Instagram.
Oh, you have Instagram.
Yeah, I've got Instagram.
Now, Instagram.
I've got Vine. You've got Vine now. That's an exciting new one where it's 6 seconds long.
Jake, get your phone out. Let's pull up some of his Vines. I love here.
Sure.
Yeah, are they funny?
Henlips?
Henlips. Henlips Refill.
Are your Vines funny? What do you do?
Vines will generally tell you how to keep updated on my YouTube and my Twitter. Yeah.
Are you using Periscope? Because that you can go as long
Periscope.
As you want. So
yeah.
More time.
Oh, you're on that?
I've got a new one on Periscope.
Now, what do? You just turn that on at night and just like have spoke? You talk to the camera, or what do you do?
Well, no.
Like, do you do funny? You do like what do you do on there? Is it? Can we play one of them now? Get the crowd because I want to have our audience familiarize themselves with you.
Sure, sure. Let's listen to one of my Periscopes.
Oh, we can play one of those.
Sure.
Okay. Cool.
Hey, everybody. This is Henlips Refill. And I just wanted to let you know that if you want to, you can go to my YouTube page and push subscribe. And that way, you'll be able
Cut his mic off. Go to his YouTube page.
Yeah. Hold on, Henry. We're going to go to your YouTube
right
page.
Now. I think I'm getting what he's doing. It's just like...
Oh, no, I see it right here. Pull up. Let that... Yeah. Let the volume play on his YouTube page. What is he doing? What are you doing in this video here? You see me making a...
Hey, everybody. How's it going? This is Hen Lips Refill, and I just want to let you know there's a little button there that says subscribe right underneath my YouTube page. Subscribe to that. You can go to Twitter. You can follow me on Instagram. You can Chumpster me. Chumpster's a new one. You can friendly me on ConnectaPod. You can connect a pal me on...
Hold on. Shut his mic off. Shut his mic off. And Henry, just let me do this. Go to his... what's this other one?
This is LinkedIn.
Oh, you motherfuckers. Oh, I'm sorry for my language. I said I wasn't going to curse anymore. My ride's here. I want to go to these other. By the way, can I tell you something?
Congrats, Aristotle.
I want to pause. Stop the music. This bit, I need to clarify it. I don't care that we're all over the place. I love the gist of this bit, that we're bouncing around. Sometimes I don't know why I'm telling you to, like, shut his mic off. In the bit, that didn't work for me. But it's just a matter of fact is,
well, here.
You've left the show.
Okay.
We're all talking about you. You're still service here. You'll know what you're going to be doing. So you left the show. I'll take the bit in a better way. And we're all talking about you next week. So here's the way it's going to be.
All right, here we go.
So Henry talks a lot about being on social media, and I know he listens to the show, but we were digging around some of his stuff today. Like, play one of his YouTube clips.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, everybody. This is Hen Lips Refill. You can go ahead and follow me on YouTube and, push subscribe, and you'll be able to get to my Facebook fan page. And
if you move away from your mic, it sounds more real. So it doesn't pick you up there. Yeah, now it only picks you up there. So play him on... I don't give up on bits, because I'm telling you, this bit's going to... Okay, so play Henry's YouTube clip right now.
Hey, everybody. This is Henry, and you can go ahead and just... you'll see a little bit of a button there that says subscribe right underneath.
Okay, so listen. So fade that out for a second. So he doesn't really... Like, he throws you to that. There's no... And we are big fans of Henry's on the show. There's no, and Jake was there, we looked at it together. There's no funny clips on YouTube.
No, it's just like seven of those. Just like, because every time he gets into a county, he makes a new YouTube video.
And then he sends you somewhere. And then on this video, where is he sending us?
His LinkedIn page.
Okay, go listen. And then we think, oh, maybe that's where he puts his, play one of those.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for checking out my LinkedIn page. Listen, if you go to my Twitter, be sure and follow me on Twitter. There'll be a lot of great updates on there. You can also go to my Facebook fan page where you can like it, and you'll hear all kinds of great stuff about my YouTube page and my LinkedIn.
Okay. So listen. So let me go get his Twitter. I'm going to pull it up on my phone. Read. Why am I pulling up the phone for real? Well, read one of Henry's. Well, we'll just read this one. Read one of Henry's Twitter. Read one of Henry's Twitters. Tweets, excuse me.
Hey guys, new to Twitter. This is my first tweet. Emoji. Follow me on Facebook.
Okay, so we went to Facebook, and there is a video on Facebook, and it's got a funny picture of a happy face on it. So we figured play the video from his Facebook that welcomes you to his Facebook page.
Hey everybody, how's it going? It's Henry Cohen. Thanks so much for checking out my videos. Listen, right underneath there's a subscribe button. You can subscribe. You can find out all kinds of great things. I'll be doing videos about my Twitter, my LinkedIn, my Vine, my Chumpster, my ConnectPal. Anything that you want, just
fade Henry out. Fade Henry out. Okay. Now play his Chumpster, because Chumpster is everybody here familiar with it?
Yeah. It's
explain it to our listeners. Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, it's just like for people who think they're like, you know, like kind of chummy in a way. I don't know how it's like, I don't know. I think I'm probably too old for it almost, you know, because it's like my little sister's on it.
But play,
I don't know what the chum. It's embarrassing. I don't
play
know.
Play it. Play his.
Okay.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Henry. Well, I've been getting a lot of criticism about my Chumpster page because apparently I've been too self-promotional. And, I just want to let you know that if you want, and you don't have to, but there's a button here where you can find my YouTube page, and you can go to that.
Okay,
and subscribe
we went it. Back to his YouTube page. I'm not making this up. Play this.
Hey,
Hey, guys, I was just joking about that chumster thing. But, yeah, no, thanks for coming out. Thanks for checking it out.
That was the funniest thing.
Twitter, actually. You go to my Twitter. I've got hen lips, and there'll be all kinds of fun updates about what's going on with my blog spot. You can read blogs. You can just do all kinds of stuff just to keep up with Hen Lips Refill.
Go ahead. Will the Todd Glass Show. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Todd Glass Show. We'll be right back. Watch my lips. Our guest is Henry Phillips, everybody. Hold on.
Well, tell the people I also have Dub Smash. Where you can
play one of his Dub Smashes. Seriously, play the Dub Smash. It's the green thing. Go ahead, Dub Smash.
Hey, everybody, look at my Instagram and my Twitter and my YouTube and my Facebook fan page. That was a lip sync.
Well, listen, listen. Here's what we're going to do. We will take a deep breath. Everyone take a deep breath. You ready? Henry, what happened when we just took a deep breath? Or you got a text that said what?
Somebody texted me. Yeah, this is totally true. And you can look at it right now. Somebody texted me saying, but I wouldn't want you to know the name, but they said, I just got dumped. I'm getting too old for this shit. That's what they said.
And then what did you tell us what you had
to
write back?
So I responded, sorry to hear, who is this new phone? Which is true. I had to get a new phone recently. And then, damn it, this is blank. And it's a
You don't
want
to tell. Hey, yeah. Call them, but don't tell them you're on the air. I'm kidding. What's the matter? I can't joke anymore?
That's a fun joke. Like,
no, it's not.
Whoever your significant... This is just for the kids out there. This is for whoever your significant other is, especially if you're doing sexting or... You know, like, I have a girlfriend now, and every once in a while she'll be like, hey, you know, I can't wait to... You know, suck your cock or whatever.
Oh,
it is.
Gross! No, not.
And so I like
I
to respond
know you
by
dated sick people.
I like to respond by saying, "Yeah, that sounds awesome." By the way, I have a new phone. Who is this? It's great to agree first, and then be like, "Oh, sorry, I just all my numbers are changed, so you got to tell me who this is." But the important part is you always have to agree.
Yeah. Oh, it's great. You go, oh, that sounds like a ton of fun. Oh, who is this?
Or if she's like, you
wait
know,
a second.
What do you say? A bath and a back rub and your favorite music and oral sex. And then just be like, oh, yeah, I can't wait. This is great. By the way, this is embarrassing, but I don't have your number. it's the same joke. I just did it longer this time.
You do it a minute. I could listen. Listen, how about we come home? I don't want to think of the dirty things to say.
You said,
I'm kidding.
I know.
By the way, seriously, to George Carlin, they're not dirty things.
No,
They're
real things. Yeah, yeah. And when I said sucker cock,
well, that's disgusting.
It felt weird.
Were you
to
date
say
whores?
It. But you know what? I think I'm trying to break down social barriers. That's what I do.
Is that what you do?
You know, I'm really tired of, as a middle-aged white male, I'm tired of people telling me that I can't be politically incorrect and racist, you know?
It's you're right. That's your birthright.
Do you know there's a lot of comics that are doing that now, though? Is it me? Or, you know, have things changed so much that I can't even... I mean, it's like, yeah, nobody said that you were going to be happy with this, dude.
Yeah, well, believe me, you don't get
I'm sure
me
you've
started.
Already talked about
yes,
it.
Yes, yeah. Because that's what Andy Kindler sort of, I thought, in a brilliant way, sadder. So I do think that's what Andy did. He did it indirectly. He wasn't out to do it. But I think Andy Kindler, on that two-part episode, yeah, I think brilliantly started up satirizing that type of attitude, making fun of the old, oh, and the show, because he's doing that, he goes, oh, I say things that are based on misinformation and try to perpetuate stereotypes through my jokes. Now, I'm the bad person?
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
exactly.
I hate all Chinese people. Now, I hate all Chinese people?
Free speech.
No. Free speech.
Yeah,
free speech.
No, free speech. Ridiculous. Sorry for having
because,
an opinion.
Just because I crashed into a car and then I took off in my car. Now I'm a fugitive.
Hashtag free speech.
Hashtag yeah, yeah. Free speech.
Exactly.
What should I do? Hit and stay? Hit and I'm imitating him. Free speech. Oh, I all my jokes are based on misinformation and hate. Now I'm hateful. Free speech.
No, but people will be like, well, you know, Yeah, you can make it. Asians are shitty drivers, right, sir? And then you just look at the one Asian couple in a sea of like 600 white people, and it's like they're really going to be like, well, no, I kind of take offense to that, or whatever. Either way,
right?
You're not going to come on.
No, Henry,
you just have to go with it.
Let me tell you something. That's the one that I think is still acceptable, is that you can say that. Like, now, look, we don't know any of our comedian friends still making Asian can't drive joke. And by the way, sometimes
they're out there.
So they're out there. They're out there. They're still fucking holding on to that. By the way, you should let go of that because it's just a shit bit.
Oh, yeah.
And if that's not going to let you get out of doing that shit bit of Asians can't drive, the fact that it's hack, prejudiced is secondary to how shitty it is at this point, that joke. And you're right. There's still guys probably doing that. And you know the answer to that is, to me, and maybe I'm wrong, guess what? I bet when we go there, we can't drive either. I bet it's the rules of the road here are different. And I bet the same thing. When I go to another country, I'm not comfortable on the roads.
Oh, yeah.
So there they could make the obvious joke, oh, Americans can't drive. All right. Well, free speech.
Stanhope has a great
Chinese people like bit. To go chew chow ching. Free speech.
Yeah, and I don't even know if this is the same.
By the way, I don't want to use that bit to do stupid shit all show.
No,
so that's
but Stanhope had a thing about, like, because when somebody makes a rape joke, for example, it's pretty bad, pretty poorly received, and you get it. You know, we saw it happen with Tosh and a lot of other people. And he was making the point that it's like, but Jay Leno will make a point about prison rape, you know.
I love that bit he does
on regular TV on NBC. You know, it's just like, oh, that's just open season. It's like, oh, really? That's fine. Like, you know, maybe a guy's in there for a drug charge and he's getting sodomized by inmates, but we can all just sort of laugh at that. That's totally no problem.
By the way, that is brilliant. And for the people that,
oh, you and I were in the audience when he was talking.
We were,
that.
And let me tell you something. I like, because I might have even, well, no. I when I was younger, I might have said something like, or seen something in a movie. You'll go to jail, and you'll.
It's like, he's having a hard time picking up the soap, right? It's like, yeah, you're talking about a guy getting raped.
And I like that he pointed that out, that it's not okay because it's in prison. And you're right. And by the way, it's not. I don't think the point of this joke is to point out someone that does that, like you're the worst person in the world.
No.
I like to set this up this way, because a lot of times you just don't realize that you're saying it. But then once you watch somebody, like Doug Stanhope or anybody, talk about it, and then you don't go back to your act and go, oh, yeah, it's not that you did it that's bad at all. You weren't thinking. It's just, you know, it's inbred us. You lock the key and you fucking throw it out. But once someone, through brilliant comedy, can make you realize, oh, yeah, then go back. That's when I judge. Not the first time you did it. I don't judge at all. You weren't thinking of a horrible act.
Who am I kidding?
Act.
I've got jokes like that in my act, sure.
But once you're privy to it and then you decide not to,
then
that's the part that makes me go. Because the rape jokes are a good example. I didn't realize that till I saw Doug Stanhope do that bit, and I loved it because I was thinking about it today when this person, not the person, I'm forgetting his name, that had to do with the Boston bombing, that's now going, he was up for the the death sentence, right?
Vladimir,
he did apologize. And I think as somebody that would, what did you say? I plowed right past
Vladimir
you.
Putin.
Well, I'm glad I'm here pooping. That's our show.
And we just finish it right there? Yeah. Like we're just in a serious conversation.
So this happens a lot whenever anybody does anything like that, and it's to put them in jail, lock them up, and throw away the key, and let them fucking suffer. Hold on. And then people want to go right to, what if it was your mom? Okay, maybe I would not be clear to make proper decisions. I'm not going to go, you're right, if it was my mom, I would probably think everything, if someone hurt my fucking child, or someone did something to anybody that I love, I'm sure you go through the array of emotions. And I bet one of them, with the most healthy, well-rounded person, is retaliation, wishing that person that did that to you or someone you love, retaliation. I bet that is such a normal process. But I don't think it's the process that gives due respect to the person that got killed, because you would think everything would be in their name. So what do you want to happen to the what do you want to have happen to the person that might have hurt you or the person that you love? I think you would want them to be treated whatever would make this not happen again.
Yeah.
Not the same type of, we'll get – because it's not in the name of you. It's in the name of the person that died. And if we're all trying to go, how can this not happen again? If it means lock them and throw away the key and don't educate them and don't – of course that's not going to work. It hasn't worked. But if so, if it means being kind to even the person that did the most evil thing in the world, to be kind to them and learn about them, I would imagine, even with no goddamn degree, that the more we learn about them, the more we can prevent this from fucking happening again. And the way you learn about them is to show them love, because if they're love, they'll open up. If they're open up, they talk. If they talk, we learn. And if we learn, we prevent it from not happening again. So it's not about going, oh, yeah, throw them. It doesn't fucking work. So you have to get yourself out of the way and put the victim, the person that was killed, don't let them be, don't let them get attacked or killed and die in vain. Like, we learned something from this, and I know what I'm saying. I repeated it again a second round to try to clean it up for myself. But
no, I like that. What?
Hey, there's still people that would hear this and go, have that attitude of, you know, blah, 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 blah. But anyway. So that's why when that person, you know...
Well, you know what I think people need to do?
What? Chill out, man.
Well, is just go to... If you go to my Twitter, it says on
Oh, you have a Twitter
page? It's
got
a link to every single one of my social media.
Read one of his Twitters. Can you read one?
Yeah, the second one here is just an Instagram picture, and you click on the Instagram picture, it says, follow me on Facebook.
Read the other one, the one all the way at the bottom.
The one all the way at the bottom?
Yeah.
This one says, hey... It's Hen Lips from LinkedIn. That's it.
So it's the same thing.
Yeah, that one I kind of didn't finish. But what it was supposed to say, it's Hen Lips from LinkedIn. Please like me on Facebook.
Hey, you know what to do? Let's take a quick break.
Yeah.
Play your new CD. It's called Henry Phillips is in the House. Play track 8.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
I haven't listened to this yet. We'll play track 8. We'll go to break on this.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
Hey, everybody, this is track 8, and it's called Follow Me on Facebook and Twitter. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter. I've got videos on YouTube. Subscribe to my channel. There's also a link to my Tumblr, and you can get updates on all my new activities.
All right, then turn this off. This is like the same thing as your other stuff. You promote a lot, but you really just promote you're promoting your promotion, basically.
Well, no, you know, I was getting a lot of criticism from people because they were saying that they felt like the content was kind
not
of
there.
Thin. They thought it was thin.
Yeah.
And so
I'll be honest with you, I think it is a little bit myself.
Somebody said, well, a lot of people do comedy sketches, or they'll put some budget into it and have a couple of camera mm-hmm. angles and some funny stuff, or stand-up comedy or whatever, and or a lot of people just saying, like, movie reviews. You'll see a lot of that on YouTube. So I'm trying to keep up with the times.
And you have a cooking show, too.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you talk about on there? Can we play a clip from your cooking show?
Yeah, well, first, I do have one where I do movie reviews, and we can...
Can I play one of those?
You want to play that real quick?
Oh, well, there's where you get to shine. I understand.
Yeah, here we go.
play one of his movie reviews.
Sure.
This is Henry Phillips Movie Reviews.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? This is Henry. Listen, I just saw the new Brian Wilson movie, Love and Mercy. I thought it was good. You can subscribe to my YouTube channel, and you can also follow me on Twitter and Facebook. I've got my fan page, and that's got a link to my blog on Tumblr, so thank you very much.
So, you know, I'm doing reviews and stuff like that.
Play his cooking show. Yeah, can we play that?
Sure. Yeah, you can do that.
It's the Henry Phillips Cooking Show.
Hey. Everybody, this is Henry. Welcome to Henry's Kitchen. And today we're going to be talking about big spaghetti. And spaghetti coming from the Latin term spaghetti, which is based on the Italian term spaghetti. And what we're going to be doing today is we're going to be baking it. And we've got our ingredients.
I thought that he just...
Oh, yeah.
This is too much content for the joke.
And
let's start over again.
Okay,
I think the cooking show has to go awry
right.
very quickly.
Okay.
No, play his cooking show. It's Henry Phillips' cooking show. Here's Henry Phillips.
Hello, this is Henry, and welcome to Henry's Kitchen. And today we're going to be making Henry's baked spaghetti. I want to remind everybody that you can go to my Twitter account and keep updates on all of our...
Pause this. Read his Twitter from that day.
This is an at reply.
This is during this thing, because he records those on Monday.
Yeah.
So read his Twitter at about 6:30.
Okay, yeah. Somebody said, where can I find you? And you said, Henlips at Periscope, Twitter, Facebook, Reddit, and I wrote an article for The Onion one time.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. You want me to read a little bit of my Onion article?
Oh, do you mind?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I've got it right here. Check it out. It's called The Demise of Western Civilization.
Oh, I like it. I like it. It's sort of like a...
It's
I don't know what it's
an interesting piece about technology and the internet.
Stop scratching your back like a monkey. Thanks for the monkey music. I'll take it.
So the question I get the most often is, where can I follow you? And where can I keep up to date on your social media? Well... Fortunately, I'm here to answer all those questions. This is my Onion article that I submitted. They didn't print it, but I submitted it.
I thought when you said Onion article that they printed it.
No.
I'm the stupid one.
No, I.
Oh, no. In the business, you don't. No.
Are you kidding? You got to be really big to get your stuff printed.
Oh, my God. That's hard.
No, I just emailed it.
That's really hard. Here's what I'd like to do.
Yeah.
Genie Mos.
What? Genie Mos. Play a little Genie Mos. This is always a treat. These are real.
Oh, yeah?
Genie Mos in our...
Who among us hasn't been guilty of assault on a ketchup bottle? But has technology finally caught up with ketchup?
Look at that thing slide.
Amazing.
Oh, my God.
Our long national nightmare is over. Mechanical engineering students at MIT have come up with a super slippery coating that makes anything from ketchup to mayonnaise practically leap out of a bottle coated with the stuff. They call it Liquid Glide.
It works on everything we've tried so far.
Yeah, so glass, plastic, different types of plastic, metal.
Even Tony Soprano would be beholden to these students. Look how annoyed Tony gets at the dreaded ketchup clog.
And if Colin starts talking homicide...
Whoa. Sure, there are techniques ranging from the Goodfellas bottle roll to the Heinz 57 trick.
Tilt the bottle at a 45-degree angle
and gently slap it on the sweet spot where the 57 is imprinted near the neck. But Liquid Glide could make all those tactics obsolete. The idea is to apply the coating during bottle manufacture. Student Dave Smith says it's totally non-toxic.
This is stuff that that people already eat in some foods. It's perfectly safe.
They've already applied for a bunch of patents. What are the secret ingredients?
Well,
they wouldn't be secret if they liquid-glided out of their mouths. Dr. Kripa Varanasi and his students are already talking
to
bottlers and food companies. They asked the folks at Heinz if they were in contact with the Liquid Glide inventors. All they would say was,
We think it's the best thing that ever happened, quite frankly, down here at Heinz. People have been banging our bottles all their whole lives, so we're happy that somebody had come along here and thought of this new glide thing. And we're not buying it because we don't need to. Our ketchup is better. But the other poor companies with the poor ketchups, they'll probably use it. Boo. Oh, that's my wife. Back to the...
Love the idea of making it easier to pour out Heinz ketchup. Despite rave reviews,
lady's voice is so sexy.
That's amazing.
There are traditionalists.
It's amazing.
I don't feel ketchup would have the same satisfaction to it if it just poured
that's
out that quickly.
Yeah, well, guess what the young inventors at MIT are anticipating? I mean, do you think this is going to turn you guys into like millionaires?
Oh, I think it will, to be honest with you, because we've divvied up how much this is going to make us, and fuck you, damn. Yeah, it's going to be fucking great, but this is what my friend says.
I think so.
They already have a slogan, Liquid Glide, let it slide. No more banging with shoes or mallets or sucking up ketchup. For traditional bottles, Liquid Glide could mean their last gasp.
I put it on my cock.
Gmo, CNN, New York.
What?
Well, wait. How come they never mentioned the butter knife, right?
To get the ketchup out?
Oh, yeah. The butter knife. Is that all that was?
Isn't that the surefire way to do it?
Well, yeah, but you're right. But I love that's what was bothering Henry the whole thing. When are they going to mention the butter knife?
Well, I'm a little cynical. I'll bet they were like, don't mention the butter knife because that really does work and we don't want to fuck up our whole thing. So mention a bunch of other shit that nobody does, but don't mention the butter knife because that makes our whole thing obsolete.
The only thing is it gets the knife dirty all the way up to the handle and then it gets on your fingers.
Yeah, but you wipe it off with a napkin.
Yeah, and you know what? There's still shit everywhere.
Who are the...
Who are these people?
Yeah.
Were you going to do that? Who are these people?
Here's a new one. When she started with Who Among Us, it reminded me of when people are like, well, who's going to cast the first stone? And I like taking that argument when it's really obvious. Like, for example, let's say that you're against like the lady who killed her six children.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Well, I mean, I don't know. To me, if you have six children, it's just not right to kill them.
Well, no, but can you honestly say that if you were a mother that you wouldn't kill your six children? I mean, it's real easy to just sit there in your armchair and just be like, oh, yeah, why don't we just punish that person? But, you know, I mean, can you – you wouldn't do it?
No, I would never kill my own children.
Oh, that's easy to say now.
Well, I think I've actually done it. I've never killed my children.
Well, but I mean, what I'm saying is it's easy for you to say you don't have six children.
No, I do, actually. I have seven because I've never killed them.
And you've never thrown any of them off the balcony, not even one of them?
No, I would never do that to a child, ever.
But you've thought of it.
No, I've thought of it. I've been stressed
at the end. Oh, mister, I've never done anything wrong.
You keep doing it. You get madder and madder at me.
Let's pick a different one. This is the guy.
Okay. Okay. I would never. Well, I tell you the truth. God, there's so many tragedies going on in the world. When you try to think of one that uses comedically, you try to think of one that doesn't. I don't think you should start up your car and drive it into the mall and kill as many people as you want.
Well, but you. So you're saying you couldn't see yourself doing that.
Driving around the mall killing people?
Never.
No, never. I would never do that. I've never even thought about that.
Well,
are you serious?
It's easy for you to say now. So you've never been angry.
No, I have been angry. Just when I'm angry, I've been very, very angry. I kicked the door and I hurt my foot, and that's my fault.
And you can honestly say that you would never do that.
Drive around the mall killing people in my car?
Sure.
No, never, ever, 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 ever.
Not even when you're really angry. See, I just think it's real easy for you to say, whereas this poor person was going through a very difficult day, obviously.
No, jeez. I would never, ever, 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 ever just – I feel weird even saying it. I would never kill anybody driving around in my car in the mall killing, running over people.
Well, but you've never been in that situation.
Been angry and I have a car.
No, but you've never been at the mall.
Been angry at the mall. I guarantee I have.
Okay, well, maybe you're just a good person. Okay, whatever.
Oh, my God. You're not far off from the way these people sound.
Yeah.
Like you're picking an absurd topic, but not always.
Yeah, exactly.
They just,
you're just Mr. Perfect.
And they go, no, I'm not Mr. Perfect, but I have some guidelines, and I thought I gave myself enough wiggle room to fuck up, but not as much wiggle room as you give yourself before I call myself psychotic. Because that's really what everybody says. When it comes to anything in life, like everybody knows that you can have a lot of wiggle room and still be a really good person. People can make a lot of major mistakes and you can really fuck up and you can still be a decent person. So other people are coming along and they want to add to that wiggle room. You know, like if they're going, well, I think you should be able to like – you know what I mean? Like whatever it is in a relationship or like, you know, even with me going back to the hitting of the kids thing, like there's so much you can do wrong and still be an awesome parent. And some people are saying, and add a little hitting too while you're at it. Well, you know, that we don't get to do, you know, does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So this person is like, you've never been in a situation where, no, I have actually. And then you're right. And then they go right to, oh, well, maybe you're just a perfect person. No, I'm not.
Yeah.
Come on. I knew I had to go full circle with this. Don't go to that because I'm far from a fucking – just because I have a few guidelines where I can have just such bad behavior I'm not proud of. But then I have some brick walls that I go, I won't pass that. I'm not trying to act like I'm a fucking perfect person. I fuck up. I do a lot wrong. Stop acting. Oh, excuse me. Some people are perfect. What? Because I don't drive around the mall killing people in my car? No. Anyway, I made sense. We picked a funny topic.
It's good. But, you know, I think we
There
might have been one of your listeners out there that was thinking about doing that, and they didn't.
Well, I hope so, because that's all my only job is to stop people from doing things they were thinking about doing.
And
I don't even care what it is.
No, I just want to stop people from doing things they were going to do because that way they appreciate it.
Even if it was something good.
Even if it was something good.
If they were going to go give flowers to a random stranger.
You don't need to stop bothering. I just saved someone money. You don't need to be buying anything. And stop. Seriously, somebody does need to hear this, and I'm going to give it to them in the middle of the show. Stop buying shit. The shit you bought today, you don't need it. And you don't have money to be doing that either. Go return it. Don't play the game. I think he's right. Fucking return it then. That thing you bought, you don't need.
I bought rice.
Well, no, you don't need it. What do you need fucking rice? What are you so great?
No, you're right. I'm gonna take it back tomorrow.
I'm a good interviewer, asshole.
This morning I had rice and lentils left over because it's been a very bad month.
Nice. I guess this is a cooking segment.
Yeah, no, and I put some paprika.
Paprika, that was my dog's name in high school.
I put a little bit of salt and pepper, and I put some citrus sauce. It was good.
Are you jealous I can ad-lib and sing a song like this?
Sorry, that was good.
Listen,
let's cut
the music
that down.
No,
I'm just kidding.
Listen, we have to go in for the close. Ooh. And there's a lot that we can do. Try this real quick. We started talking about this when Eliza Skinner about, and I was telling her that I related with it, and it was far as always hard to think of fake names. Like, whenever I'm doing a bit, like, I go to John Biederman all the time. It's very hard to, like, when you're doing a bit or you have to fake a name or you're someone, like, you know what I mean? It happens more than you think where you're trying to come up with a fake name, you know? Not when you're really trying to use it to get pulled over by the cops. I'm not talking about something like that, but just in bits.
Yeah.
And that's why in the movie Fletch, that resonated with me because John Cocteau, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So just try to go back and forth with names. We'll throw to everybody at this table, and you have to introduce yourself as another name. And he can make it up. It could be from a friend. Just go round and round. And I'm going to try my hardest. I get bad quick.
Come up with a new name.
Yes.
Just
Hey, what? I'm sorry. What is your name again?
Hey, I'm Butch. What's your name?
No, your last name, too. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm Butch Vig.
Butch what?
I'm Butch Wig.
Oh, Butch Wig. How you doing? John Clarkson.
Oh, John. Oh, I'm Steve
Ricchemi. Oh, cool. Well, I'm sorry. What is your name again?
Meryl Cartarelli.
What's your first name? I'm sorry.
Meryl.
Hey, Meryl. How you doing? What's your
doing
last
great.
Name?
Great. Cartarelli.
Hey, Cartarelli. How you doing? Nice to meet you. You know what? I'm so sorry. I forgot your name. What is your name again?
Jim.
Jim what?
Jim Jones.
Let's all give our first and last names when we do this bit. That's the hard part about it.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Oh, this is my, my son always gets mad when I introduce him, so I'll let him introduce himself.
Johnny Baboon.
Yeah, so he didn't take my last name because he's in the business.
Hey, let's do it some more.
What's your name again?
Jim Johnson.
Yeah, cool. And how you doing? You again?
Hugh Moore. Pleasure.
Hey, you. How you doing? Oh, nice. Someone has to ask me my name because I can't ask myself my name. Because
President.
What's your name?
John Biederman.
Oh, okay.
That's a go-to for me. So that one I've got. The fact that we got rid of that one means I can't go to it. Here's where it really gets tough for me. Because John Biederman, it's a friend of mine I went to high school with. I've been using that one.
Oh, there you go.
And what is your name again?
Calvin.
Calvin what?
Calvin Jessica.
And you're not faking it. Don't fake it. Try your hardest. Because
no,
to me, that's
really
why
was.
This game. I'm sorry.
Jessica.
Say your name again.
Oh, I'm Trevor Wiseman.
What?
Trevor Wiseman.
Oh, hey, Trevor. How you doing? Nice to meet you. Did you meet? You know what? Introduce yourself. This is my new head of parts. Shrimp strappers, and you had time. By the way, you better all swear to George Carlin that you're trying your hardest. I believe it. I do believe it. It's a hard. Anybody listening that thinks, come on, it's not that hard.
No, it's tough.
Hey,
if you're talking to a cop or something.
Welcome to the meeting. My name's Abram Bernstein. What's your name, sir?
Abram Clyde Florston.
Clyde Florston? Florston?
Clyde Florston.
Florston.
Yes.
Well, real pleasure.
God damn.
How are you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm doing good.
What's your
good.
Name again?
Sal.
What's your name?
Sal Carson.
Hey, Sal. How
Sal
you doing?
Carson.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I'm sorry. I feel like every time you tell... What's your name again?
Salvatore Leone.
One name?
George Carlin, that last time. Shrimp Shrimp.
What is your name again, sir? I'm sorry. I don't know if I was here before.
Paul Sandwich.
Are we going to agree that sandwich can't be used?
Let's do it throughout. Just
Paul Sandwich.
No, are you related to the Earl of Sandwich?
Oh, shut up. Look, by the way, there's no losing in the game. But I think once you, even if you can get a word out at Sandwich, we have to agree that that's not good.
There's definitely winning.
That's when you're not going to be, you know, you don't get forwarded to the next round. And I'll agree that my Claude Flossens or whatever it was.
Yeah.
See, here's what happened.
Just squeaked by.
Just squeaked by. I get it.
Well,
barely.
Give it to you. Give
barely.
It to
and you're right. I take a little bit of a, you pushed it a little, you know? But I think of names. Like right now I can get my friend's name in my head, but when I go to do it, if that name's not in the head, it's very hard to retrieve it quick enough.
Yeah.
And all you can do is like, so anyway, what is your name again?
My name is Mike.
Mike what?
Mike Wilson.
Oh, okay, Mike. Good to meet you.
That was a boring one.
Yeah, anyway, pleasure.
Where are you from?
Where I'm from?
Yeah, what's your name
Wichita,
again?
Wichita, Kansas.
What's your name again?
Alex Hoxie.
Hey, Alex. How you doing? Alex
doing
Hoxie.
Yeah,
that's a
like
great
that.
Name.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a great name.
Yeah. Anyway. My friends would be like, oh, who's got the Moxie? Ha, Alex
Moxie,
Hoxie.
Hoxie.
How you doing?
I'm sorry. We don't even remember. What is your name again?
Oh, Peter Marable.
How about this?
Say, gotta get really close here because yours are just so. I feel for you because yours are like Marable. There's no like when you run out of things to say, they come out just like blobs of Marable. No one's last name is. It's close to a last name, but it doesn't really. What is your name again? I'm sorry, and I don't mean to be rude. I really don't.
Johnny.
Johnny what? I'm sorry.
Johnny Watkins.
Oh, hey, Johnny. Good to meet you.
And what's your name?
Kurt Florida.
Oh no.
All right, here.
Florida?
I got a buddy.
Florida?
I got
like
a buddy who works.
How old are your ancestors? That's revolutionary. You know, they get the state name. That's impressive.
I got a buddy who works for customs, and he says that's how they can tell if somebody's bullshit. So let's say I'm the customs guy, and you're you, but you can't say any of your real information. So
okay, go ahead.
All right, what's your name?
Jerry Pennerstein.
I'm sorry.
Pennerstein. Jerry Pennerstein.
Jerry Pennerstein. Okay, what's your mom's first name?
Julia.
Okay, and where are you from?
We're from New Hampshire.
New Hampshire? Oh, yes. What city?
Calvinston. I guess they're going to look it up.
And what's your address?
I was hoping it was a dumb guy. Okay. Yeah, let me stamp you through.
What's your address?
Like if you just say anything. Oh. Well, it's being changed. Do you want the new one or the old one?
The new one. Yeah.
Well,
the current.
I hate to be a jerk, but how do I know you're with the correction?
Whatever's on your identification.
How do I know you work here?
Yeah. Well, I work here.
I mean, just because you're behind the booth
Sir,
with the whole outfit on and
I'm
16 other
one.
People roaming around you that seem to think you're in place,
well,
that's not enough for me.
What,
I grew up, my family's in the police and FBI business.
And what's your street name?
My street name?
Yeah. The street that you
Sunshine
live on.
Sunshine Way.
Okay. And what's the number?
We're at 1441.
Sunshine Way. Okay.
1441 Sunshine Way. We live in Southampton.
And what's your mom's name?
My mom's name
First name.
Audrey. Like I said before, it seems like we're wasting our time here.
I don't remember what you said the first time,
well,
but I
said
guess
Audrey,
it was Audrey,
and I'll say it every time because my mom only has one name.
And what's your name again?
My name?
Yeah.
Are really?
Yeah. I don't remember. You said it before, but I forgot.
Well, then I don't think that it's my... If you can't remember it, then how should I be able to?
Well, I think it was something about Pennerstein.
My name is Jerry Pinnerstein.
Oh, good. Okay.
My mom's name is Audrey.
All right. What's your brother's name?
Spencer Michael and Corey.
Wow. Okay. That's a lot of names.
Well.
And Pennerstein?
They're all Pennersteins.
Okay. And
what's your name?
My name is
Officer what?
Charles.
Excuse me. Do you work here? What is your name, please?
John Ragusa.
Okay, well, are you his sergeant? And who is this? You guys are standing around. Everybody, what is your name, officer?
Ramon Garcia Parra.
Sounds like a pasta sauce.
Yeah, well, okay,
so... That's what my name is. Just go around the room in circles. Everybody has to come up with a name. Every time we go around, we're going to quicken up again. What's your name? Go, and just everybody say their first and last name.
Harry.
Harry?
Harry Devane.
Okay, go ahead. What's your name? Go. Just in a circle.
Spencer Champagne.
Jerry Haggerty.
Dave Olson.
Sherry Carr.
Grant Cotter.
John Walker.
I think that's a comic.
Mary Duberstein.
Yeah.
Dave Dolson. David Dolson.
Jonathan Feinstein.
Go.
Vincent
Move.
Palanch.
Hans Sharp.
Karen.
kill Martin.
Greg Proops. I swear to God. That's the only one I had locked and loaded. And I knew I had no time, so I just said, well, it's a name, and technically I think I'm allowed to use it. So nobody said, then you use Darren
Greg Proops
and ruin it for
customs.
Me because you, what? No, Officer Greg Proops. Excuse me. No, the game changed. It was just going in a circle. Here's what I'd like to
game
do.
Game changer.
Here's what I'd like to do.
I got a fun game.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to say a number. Okay.
And yeah, by the way, can we run from that bit to get to your bit?
Oh, sure.
So I want to get to your bit.
Run from your bit.
Run from the bit.
Saw Mary Sue. Oh.
All right, so what is your game? I love games.
Okay, I'm going to say a number. I'm going to say like one or whatever. Okay. It's going to be a number between 1 and 100.
Mm-hmm.
And the person to my right,
72.
In this case, Aristotle,
72,
will have to say the number that comes directly after the number that I said, right?
73.
This is where people get lost. Yeah, but so let's say I say 5. Then
6.
Okay. And then we're going to go around.
7.
Top. Yeah.
8.
But wait, we're not playing yet. But we're going to go around and we're going to see how high we can go.
Okay.
And I've never played this where it's gone around a full time.
You mean
it's
someone could say 755?
No, you have to say the number that comes after whatever. It's going to be a number between 1 and 100.
Really?
So here, why?
Why is that?
Okay. Yeah.
So he says a number, but then... Okay.
You start counting in a circle.
So I'm going to say a number. Okay.
Seems like we would... Okay, maybe I don't understand.
I've never played this game once with my friends where it's gone a full revolution around.
Have you played this game once before?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Let's try it. Here we go. Go ahead.
The one time, I think, yeah, we got
go ahead.
Like 7,000.
I mean, I think it'll explain itself once we just start playing it. Because we're all confused because we're all thinking it's so easy. How could we understand it? But let's start seeing before we think that anymore.
56.
57.
58.
59.
60.
70.
Ah!
Oh.
No.
Yeah.
What?
Fuck.
Henry, I think this
game.
Is more to say something. Yeah. Are you I'll take it.
Wait, where's your
voice.
Drinks? You're not even drinking. Oh, it's a drinking game. I should have mentioned that. No, you have to be blind drunk in order to play the game. That's why we've never made it the whole way around. Wow. Yeah, no, I guess it doesn't work sober.
Did you really forget that?
No.
No.
I think it'd be funny if we did it till like 8,000.
Because I was thinking, like, I think even I'm pretty good at this. But to be honest, where I got scared, if you went up to about 8,000, there's still a lot of verbs and syllables in there. I'd probably get nervous. 8,000 and...
We're there for hours and hours.
Here's what I'd like to do.
Yeah.
Number one is we go in for the close.
Okay.
There's so many... You know, part of our summer concerts here...
I deserve a good cup of coffee.
Mmm.
Not just what those broads down at the office can make on their hot plates. I deserve the best cup of coffee in the world. Tomorrow, I will wake up and have the best cup of coffee in the world.
I deserve... We did the other one. I'm not sure if I want to leave it in or not. But you know what? I say leave it in, but you discuss it. Well, we already left it in because I decided to. The thing about the I deserve. Anyway.
Are you Periscoping right now? Can I give a shout out to my friend Jeff Oske, who just tweeted at me saying...
Jeff!
He's actually an amazing comic out of Indianapolis, Indiana. Do you know him?
Jeff Oske.
Wait, you're a Bloomington, Indiana guy?
I'm not.
He said Bloomington.
We went to Bloomington one time.
Oh, okay. I got you. Well, anyway, Jeff Oske is great.
Hey, everybody. I'm Jeff Oske.
Hey. Hey. Oske family. Hey, Oscar Weiner family.
I'm Jeff Oske.
Hey.
Thank you.
Wow, that was fucking. That's a shout out. You give shout outs.
Well, because you don't. If you're sitting home and you and someone's gonna give you a shout out, fucking commit.
That's great.
I'm still not jumped on with this Jeff Oskey character. Still gonna give him some more plugs. Come on, give me some.
If you're gonna still say his name, I want to say it's Jeff Oskey. Oskay.
No, but you can forget still it. No, no one corrects.
Oh, now
me.
You're fucking it all.
No, no, now you don't get it, Jeff Oskey.
Jeff Oskey.
All right, now I'm getting sick. This is how people end up in mental institutions. All right, listen.
But anyway, check out his Twitter.
Here's what we're going to do to check out his Twitter. What's his Twitter?
It's Henlips. No. No, it's Jeff Oskey. At Jeff Oskey.
Here's what we're going to do to say goodnight.
Okay.
Is this wrong of me? I like to ask you while we're doing the show because then I feel it corners you a little. And it's the only situation where I don't mind making you uncomfortable because I think I'll use the uncomfortability to get you to say yeah to close with a song.
Oh, sure.
Oh, I really had to twist your arm.
Yeah.
But before we go to that, we never got to play this. Sometimes people listening to the show before we go in, like, play this. Close your eyes. Put some reverb. Please. I'm sorry. Close your eyes. On a rowboat in Italy. Play it from the beginning again, because I have an idea.
Hold on.
Go ahead, start at the beginning.
That was a trip.
Hold on.
South of France.
Here we go. Just give me 1 minute. You know who this is? More reverb. I know what it needs. I'm professional. Listen to the drums.
Bends me to your beauty with a burning violin. Dance me through the planet till I'm gathered safely in. Lift me like an olive branch and be my homeward dove. And dance me to the end of love.
Yeah, pause it up.
Dance me to the end of love. Ba-do-da-bo-ba, you dance.
I could do that.
Very nice.
When you dance till 3 a.m., you do it and you're coming out and boom, ba boom, ba boom. Dance and prance and phalange.
Right. Listen, I gotta say goodnight. One of your songs that I think, and by the way, thank everybody. How about a hand for Eric on drums, ladies and gentlemen? Eric on drums. And on guitar, ladies and gentlemen, a little reverb, please. Ethan on guitar. And also, I want to thank lyricist Joe, because with you, I would close the goddamn doors down to this show.
Jake's vomit.
Jake vomited. Oh, yeah, we didn't get to Jake.
I don't know if I even know. Oh, yeah. It was so long ago.
What time is it?
10:10.
I guess we could save it for next week. Me and Jake had a little piece of a pot cookie the other night, and it was really... it was marked pot in my refrigerator, but... It was said extremely strong. I didn't read that part. So we were getting ready for the podcast last night. We did it last night, and we had a... I'm not kidding you. I had a thimble worth, and I didn't see it said extra strong. But guess what? If I saw it said extra strong, I still would have probably had a thimble's worth. Because, you know, did we talk about this a little bit on the show already?
Yeah.
I know sometimes with a pot cookie, usually you break... Should I have half or a quarter?
Yeah.
Some people say a quarter of a quarter. That's the littlest I've ever had someone go a quarter, and then they go cut it in half again, quarter. No, I had a thimble's worth. Yeah. He had two thimbles worth. I don't know why I'm using thimble, because there's no other fucking sort.
By the way, it's pronounced symbol.
No, thimble, like you put on your...
That's a different...
Is that... that what are you, Doug Benson? I had a symbol's worth of pot. You know, like big pile of pot.
Or symbolic.
So we had that much, and then 20 minutes later, we knew it. And I said, we were, like, I mean...
It was the most extreme experience I think I've ever had in my life.
Jake was like, just like, I'll go, are you okay? And he goes, yes, 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 yes. And then he would just put his hands out like far in front of him and close his eyes and just start waving his hands over like he was a...
That's the appropriate action.
Man. Well, he was like just keeping it from... And then I said, you're okay. I go, you know what we both did? We probably had more pot than we can handle. He goes, that sounds good. Like we were coming up with a lie for the police or something. But we had more... And then I said to him, I go, Jake, do you need an ambulance? And he goes, do I? And then I was like, no, no, no. I didn't mean to make him nervous, but he was like thinking I was saying in an authoritative place.
Oh,
I go,
wow.
Oh, no, I thought definitely not. He goes, yeah, I don't think so either. I go, oh, no, 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 no. Like, what? Back out of that. Because all he heard was, I think you need an ambulance. From an onlooker, you need an ambulance. And by the way, I was saying that. But
just
then he was
saying ambulance.
He was always alert. And then he, well, can I have to tell this part.
Okay.
Because
So anyway,
it was fun. There's a while where we were really... Well, matter of fact, we have a 10-minute clip that we'll end the show with today that I recorded us, 10 minutes of it. That's wow. How we'll end the show. But I think it's just fun because it's us being like... We're just obviously in a state that is very very silly and more than even strong pot. Like mushrooms. Didn't you feel like that's what mushrooms would be like?
Because I've never done that, but I don't know. I had this weird experience where I just kept seeing future events in my life play. And I've had this, like, the first time I ever smoked weed in high school. Like, yeah. I saw future things. And all those things that I saw came true. Which is, yeah, it's really weird. It's, like, almost unbelievable. But then I was
Did you see a custard truck pulling up in front of the podcast just as we're closing? Oh, I was hoping you did.
Yeah.
But thank you. Then, thank you, the guitar, and thanks for drums.
And then I kind of had you. to throw up a little bit on the thing.
And finally on the guitar.
I'm
that was good.
How awful that was.
All right, well, the drums was good too, but thank both of you. On the guitar was nice. That was good. On the drums, I heard a little bit back there. All right. So I said to him, I said, let me ask you a question, Jake, because this was 25 minutes in, and usually pot takes so long to take effect.
Yeah.
I said, let's say 10 is the highest we could be out of 1 to 10. 10's really high. How would you feel if we were only at like a 4 right now? And he goes, not good.
That's a good
something
question.
Something like that or
Well, I thought you were saying just at like a 4, if you're trying to calm me down, like, oh, this is only a 4 compared
to.
Nope.
And I'm glad he took it that way, because what I was nervous about was I wanted to brace him for, and I was right. At that point, I said, what if we're at a 4 and we still have 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 10 being the highest? And I was thinking, I go, I hope we're, and then for about 5 minutes, all we did was talk about, we hope this is as high as we get. And I think it's going to start tapering down now. And it didn't. Well, anyway, cut to Jake on the sofa and he goes, where should I throw up?
No, I don't know. I was kind of like leaning towards like, oh, I need to. But then like, I looked up and then like Todd like got up and he was just doing something with a candle. And I was like, oh, no, I'm definitely going to throw up. Not that you were doing stuff with a candle, but that you weren't like – I was like, oh, maybe they'll just bring me a trash bag or something.
Yeah. I hate that.
Ran outside.
What happened was – so he asks where he has to throw up, and then I can tell when he knows he has to throw up. So I start opening the front door. I said, no, go outside. And but then he started to throw up, and he put his hand in front of his mouth, and I really did. I thought, like, look, nobody wants to clean a vomit in their house, but you understand, someone's sick. If he would have thrown up in the house, all you do is you say, you're fine. Like, don't stress on that. I've done it before, so has everybody. I've done it at my house. You just make people feel good. You're like, they already feel bad enough. But the fact that he got outside, I was like, here's what I thought, though. It was really scary to watch him because he was holding it in, and I thought, that's not healthy. Like, you need to let it go. Like, I could tell he was like – but then I thought – later, because of how clean I am, do you think he like was not going to let this fucking vomit out of his mouth, even if it meant plugging his mouth? And I think that's what he did, because when he got outside onto the lawn, it just went flying like 25 feet. Wow. Like, I know that's gross, but it's all right. It's happened to everybody. And then
And then it was all over, and I was like, oh, I was so happy inside. Inside, I would have still said, it's okay.
Hey, ladies, any of you want to fuck Jake Adams? The Todd Glass Show, a real fuck festival.
Is that the worst story? Have you ever? Well, hey, look, people have thrown up, oh, so man. It's not
hold
like.
Hold on, one second. And then after I did, I was just like on the ground, and Todd did something really nice. He actually brought like a hot towel or something to clear, try to clean up. But then I was just lying on the ground. I was like, oh, it's going to happen again for sure. I'm just going to stay out here. And then there's a window into Todd's house, and Todd was just doing window bits the entire time, just like running by like an old jazz like guy with his hands.
I was doing the thing where I pulled myself in with the rope, and like, then I took the blinds in the window and I started acting like I was dancing, like in a, and I turned the music really loud of some like old like you know movie from 1930 where the person's dancing, great. And I'm dancing with the window blinds.
That's
just to get
funny.
His attention. And I would sit there and stare out the window just until he looked over, and then I started the bit. I never really was doing it like it looked like it was. I'd sit there frozen, and then as soon as he looked, I'd go, oh, I'd get right in the character. But
that's
so. But anyway, so yeah, and look, there was also a bonding experience. It sounds a little crazy because we went through this thing together, and it was like we were both feeling it. The same way.
I just feel like everything that I was thinking, you already were knew, and you knew that, and you were just like, it's okay.
Yeah, I knew that you were feeling we had both had the same reaction, even though yours was double as mine. Have you ever had something like that?
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, and I don't do pot very often.
You don't smoke? Oh, you're not a smoker?
No. But when I do, it's pretty much always like what you guys are describing. I mean.
And how many times a week do you smoke, like, would you say?
I'd say like 7.
I like how I cue you to say it, I still laugh at it. Oh, well, I thought it was a good idea, and I wanted to give it to you. You're probably going to do that anyway.
My buddy, I got one of those PAX vapes.
This is Jake's father, and I know you smoke now, Jake, you little pile of shit.
Wow. He sounds like a peach.
Daniel, yeah.
So, I guess the way we're going to go to close is... can you get your guitar, please?
Okay.
And I want to thank everybody. It's always fun. I had fun. I know... I felt like we were all over the place, but I guess that's what happens.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
I'm going to start being... I'm not going to start yelling anymore. Hey, you know, when it comes... Somebody got me a Richard Pryor album. And... It really did make me think of this. I have it in my house, and I bought a record player, and just, you know, everybody does.
Even though technology's more advanced, I stay with a record player because it makes me look vintage. Boo! Yeah.
You guys are going to feel bad.
Do you want to start your thing? Maybe you should just press your screen. I actually get to move something and then put it on something.
It's the
else.
Same record player I had since I was 11.
Yeah, I was 11 once. Boo.
I like how I think facts are going to stop that bit. Oh, well, if it was his original record player. So Richard, this has to do with something I might have mentioned on the show before, but it came definitely stood out and worth repeating, that a lot of times I say don't. When comedians die, don't cap yourself at what their social progression was at that point, because they might have grown if they were still alive. We don't know. We don't fucking know. It's just a fucking guess.
Yeah.
But I would have hated to see Richard Pryor die before he felt differently about using the N-word. Because then there would have been people that would have been like, no, he might have grown past it.
Oh,
but It would have been a guess. But in this case, it would have been a shitty guess if somebody would have said, no, Richard, if he still was alive, would have still felt the same way, even if he was alive. Well, thank God he lived, because now the story isn't, no, he wouldn't have felt the same way. He took an about-face turn on something he had opinion on. By the way, even if he died and had that view on that word, he still was a fucking brilliant comic. I always... hail comedians brilliant if their body overwhelmingly of work was on the right side of history. I never look at someone's work, and if, let's just put a number out there, 80% of the time they're on the right side of history and 20%, oh, you disagree. They're still fucking, holy shit, your existence on this planet was overwhelmingly positive. On that, I disagree. On that, I disagree. So that's not my point to go micromanage and find something they did.
Yeah,
still,
yeah.
Their body of work stands for itself. But it's to say, we never know. Don't limit yourself. That Richard Pryor, I think, is a pretty good example.
because if he would have died, everyone would have thought, well, Richard Pryor said it was all right to use the N-word. And you know what I mean? When he finally did the – when he had just got back from Africa, I think, right? Yeah. I'm probably saying it half right. He changed his view on that, and that's the point. Yeah. So there's that. I fucking said it. What? I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah,
I don't look at the record that much. I mean, to tell you the truth,
I remembered it from.
What do you remember?
I remember seeing him talk about it on stage, but not in real life, on TV.
Well, excuse me, I didn't know you were rich. You had a TV. All right, listen. What song are you going to close with?
Why don't we do a little something I like to call?
Oh, you have one of those type of songs where you say, I like when it's like, oh, I like, it's a little something. I like to start it out that
way.
Why
don't I do one that I don't do very often?
Okay.
I don't know. I've been on this show a lot. Have I done my mail?
Yes, Henry knows. Henry had a good, our dog wants to, Henry, yes, Henry knows. Henry had a good time.
Have I done the Letter in the Mail song?
The Letter in the Mail song.
I'm not sure if I have.
Let me hear a little bit of it. It was Thursday on this Friday, and I was Saturday for Thursday afternoon. It was Saturday and Sunday morning, and Friday that Thursday was for Thursday was Tuesday, and Wednesday was another guy who just went outside. And I said, while you're out there, don't you die alone. It was Monday before it was Friday, and Thursday, and on the Fringe, and it was Tuesday that let me.
You sound like one of the Muppets.
I was doing you.
It's good. I think Jim Henson.
That's you too.
Stolen it.
It was Thursday, and now it's Friday, and now it's Saturday, and now I don't know what's going on. Coddleston.
That's like the two grumpy guys. Okay, you can take the reverb out of my voice, but Henry, it's all yours now. I'm like Bill O'Reilly. I give you the last 2 minutes.
It's a little song about my financial situation. We could have a little bit of reverb.
Sure, a little bit is nice. Everybody likes a little bit of reverb.
As a matter of fact,
hello.
I'm going to go up.
Yeah, how you doing? This is Henry's father. Henry, I'm proud of you, and I just want you to know that I don't tell you that often, but I wanted to call into the Todd Glass Show, and me and your mother saw your special that Steve Fine Arts directed. Also directed Bitter Buddha and In Ruins. But anyway, that's a side note. But I want to say we're proud of you.
Well, thanks, Dad. Hey, I'm sorry about your loss of hearing.
Well, let me tell you something. If I had lozenges for everybody's earrings, what do you mean a lozenger for everybody's earrings?
No, I'm saying that you're losing your hearing, and it's too bad.
I don't want to talk about your lozenges with your earrings. I don't even know what that talk is, but all I can say is that I love you very much.
Well, thanks a lot, Dad. And, you know, say hi to Mom.
Well, we haven't had an intercom since your sister... Radio Shack.
I really appreciate you calling.
Well, I don't know who Al Jolings is, but it's probably one of your musicals. So hard to do that bit. Henry, I just want to say that me and your mother love you very dearly, and we are proud of who you turned into. And although I might sometimes not be able to hear, I know how to talk. And I want to know that we love what you do. We're not sure what it is. We know the alternative scene has embraced you. Thank God somebody has. But we think you're the best. We think you're just we're happy we took that cruise.
It was a good cruise, Dad. Thank you very much.
Me and your mother fucked.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. It's a little song about my financial situation. You know, I think we all had a really rough year last year, and... I think comedians especially, and I think me even more so.
I don't want to ruin the song, but I have one of my better years.
Am I already
years.
Talking too much?
No, you're great.
This is my patter. This is my banter.
Oh,
wait, what were you going to say?
I was going to say I had a good year.
Like, oh, you had a good year.
The thing you wouldn't say to
somebody. Oh, yeah. What was wrong with my year? Yeah, no. Well, let's put it this way. Did you guys know, and I don't know if you follow the news, but the unemployment rate was actually 100% in my apartment for all of last year, which is crazy. I mean, that's the worst it's ever been. And I've been doing this a long time, and I'm used to it. I roll with the punches, and this is just a little song about my financial situation, and I think some of you might be able to... to appreciate it. I just got a letter in the mail
saying that I failed to pay my credit card in time, and that's a $40 fine, which would have been okay, except for that it caused me to exceed my credit line, and that's another $40 fine. Then I got another piece of mail. This one said my balance due was drawn from my checking account, which caused a bunch of checks to bounce, which would have been okay, except the fact that one of those checks was to the DMV for the registration fee. So the next day I was on my way to work, and I couldn't find my car. It wasn't where I parked it just the day before. And then I got another piece of mail. This one said the registration tags were out of date, so they had to tow my car away, which wasn't quite okay. I called them to explain, and when I finally got through, they just made me wait on hold. After 40 minutes, I hung up because I had to go to work. But then I realized, if I don't have a car, then how the fuck am I gonna get to work? So I got fired from my job. So here I am, living in a box underneath a bridge in this quiet little town. And I take a look around, things are quite okay. I don't have any bills, and the best part of it is that I can't get any mail.
That's the way you close the show, everybody. Henry Phillips,
true story.
What's that song called?
It's called Letter in the Mail.
That's the best. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Here we go. All right. Go to bed.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.